Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in Lay Bay, holding it down here in San Francisco. Oh yeah, feels good to be back on the air with you. Quite a rocky day here in the Bay. Just moments, about an hour ago, we endured another earthquake today. Two earthquakes today, folks. The one earlier today was 4.0. The one we had tonight, it was something like 4.6 or something like that. I didn't feel the one earlier today, but we did have an earthquake just about an hour ago that I felt. Now, don't get excited, folks. Don't get excited. I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's good in the world. There's no major damage to report. It was simply one of those slow rollers. One of the earthquakes that you feel, but they're big enough to feel, but that's about it. In fact, they're at such a magnitude that it it's hard to differentiate between an earthquake and, say, a really a big rig truck driving by on the street, bumping along the road at, oh, I don't know, 40 miles per hour. But yeah, I'm fine. I'm safe. Everything's good. I'm back here in the Bay with you, broadcasting live. Shouts out to my early chit-chatters, Anon Korea, Cyber War News, Green Bastard, Isnan, Lull Zone, Prison Reform Movement, Susa Seki, Stabby McHugs, and Z Cleaver. Green Bastard. Says in the chat room, San Francisco is the hippie and gay paradise. What's your point, dude? Anyhoot, it's disorderly conduct. It's Thursday night. I'm calling this, what am I calling this? Topple Tyrants Thursday. That's right. Topple Tyrants Thursday. Another tyrant has fallen. Peace out, Muammar Gaddafi. The Libyan leader was captured and killed by rebels in his hometown of Sirte today. There was some gory footage that was provided via a cell phone video and coverage by Al Jazeera. That's right, the Arab fall or the Arab spring or whatever the hell you want to call it continues. Libya has been more or less the whatchamacallit regime. Muammar's regime was more or less already toppled, but the man himself bit the dust today. Thanks for the memories, Muammar. Thanks for the memories. Good times, good times. I went through some of the slideshows that were out there of Muammar over the years. Yeah, he was a good-looking guy when he was younger. Strapping young lad. What the hell happened to that guy? It's a great, great example of just a progression from, you know, the soldier to the king. He thought he was a king, right? Essentially. Yeah, the African king finally toppled. And, yeah, it was pretty gory, pretty gnarly. Captured on video. Here we are. This is how it is now. You're going to start, you know, with what, Saddam was the first one to get caught on video. Now this is how these leaders get toppled. They get murdered on video. Yeah. The news has become a snuff film industry now. It's unfortunate, but it's too bad he couldn't have had a day in court. But that guy, wow. We'll never get him back, will we? Damn. We'll never get any more of those rambling UN assembly speeches. Didn't he talk for like one day, like 8 hours straight? Just rambled on off of notes incoherently. And it took them, what, 50 years to topple this guy? Insanity. Reagan couldn't take him down. Clinton didn't take him down. Bush didn't take him down. Obama. You got to give Obama credit where credit's due. He's taken down Gaddafi, Mubarak, and who else has been taken down on his watch? Oh, Osama. He got Osama. You can talk all the smack you want, but Obama has bagged some pretty big names. Good times, good times. Thanks for the memories, Muammar. Yep, his ruthless, egomaniacal dictatorship was outdone by an impeccable fashion sense. Man, when he got older and he got out of that military uniform and started getting into these crazy fruity outfits he's got going on. Yeah, that's when things really got exciting. But he's gone now. Meanwhile, Occupy Wall Street continues on. Now it seems like maybe the movement has finally jumped the shark, as MTV is moving in now. They put out a casting call for occupiers to audition for The Real World. I'm surprised they didn't do just a special Real World episode, you know, a whole season just Real World Occupy Wall Street. And meanwhile, here in the Bay Area, Occupy Oakland looks like it's been served its eviction notice. Before I got on the air, I saw a tweet. Somebody posted the eviction notice, and apparently the city wants them to try to limit their demonstrations to 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the day. And apparently they have to pull up their tent city, or the city is requesting that they pull up their tent city. And it's definitely a tent city. It's a sharp contrast to San Francisco, which is kind of just sort of there, sort of a presence, but not really, you know, not much. I mean, there's some tents at San Francisco, but not to the extent that there is in Oakland. Like I said, I was there just yesterday, and it's a freaking shanty town. Like, I felt like I was at a Grateful Dead parking lot. That had, is Fish not on tour? What's going on? Anywho, yeah, when I walked through there, I was just, there's just no way the city's going to let this continue forever, for sure. So I think they decided they've had enough, and they're going to try to, who knows when they're going to enforce this. Like I said, there's a lot of tents down there, and it's gotten so big down there that it's spilled over into another park. There's like a second location for the encampment, because they've run out of space in the first. And it's going to take a lot of work to uproot those folks, I think. And if those people don't comply, it could get ugly, as far as the authorities taking down all those structures forcibly. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know what's happening. Also in San Francisco, Tom Morello has just announced he's going to be performing at the Occupy San Francisco festivities tomorrow. The Occupy San Francisco folks were also joined by Robert Reich, the midget professor from Berkeley, who served as a labor secretary under Clinton. And things are moving and shaking as far as the occupization of the Bay Area. Meanwhile, San Jose's got like three tents and four people with signs, and it's just crickets. Good times. So that's going on. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, there's this new study that suggests Twitter can cause diseases. And this is a story I've been meaning to get to over the last couple of nights, but haven't had a chance to. So I'm going to try to squeeze that in here tonight. But that's more or less the things that topics wise that I was checking out. If you want to call in and comment on any of these things, or if there's something else entirely different on your mind, feel free to dial in. Don't be shy. It's open lines. Just call the number 347-826-7667. It looks like I might be joined right now by Bathtub Girl. Is that you, Bathtub Girl?
Hey.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I am in love, or lust, at least. It's lust. So, very, very.
With who?
Michael.
Ooh, Michael who?
Oh, my God. Oh, he's in Maryland. I get to see him Saturday night, so I'm going to go fly and see him.
Michael.
Can't wait.
Michael in Maryland.
You know that Michael that I told you that called me out of the blue, the one that was having all those meetings in Maryland?
Sure, yeah, that yeah, that Michael. Yeah, what about it? So you're finally going to hook up?
Oh, my God. I'm looking so forward to it because he's got the hairiest chest.
You should film it.
And I have this thing about hairy chests, you know, just mm-mm.
Yeah, I have a hairy chest, by the way. Just but.
Well, East Coast looks much better to me. But, you know, I could be persuaded, but.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Go. Yeah, it sounds like Michael and you have a love connection. I wouldn't want to.
Oh, we do. We do.
I wouldn't
know.
Want to impede on that.
That's what I tell him to do. It's perfect. I think it's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Mhm. Unless something happens with my kids, I have someone to watch my kids for a few days. And I'm gonna take off and enjoy. And.
All right,
I
want to
so
put
relaxed.
Greek Bastard on timeout. Sorry, I'm just now looking at my chat room.
What's he doing?
Greek Bastard is on timeout for.
I'm sure it's not that bad. Is he scrolling?
He's just scrolling, and
scroll
yeah.
some more.
2 minutes for scrolling.
On timeout?
Scrolling obscene language, negative language.
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
And he was scrolling some sky crap. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I can't keep up with this. I can barely do the show, much less dictate what the hell goes on in my chat room. Oh my God, we already lost Mary Mad. Holy moly!
I like her. She's fun.
I love Mary Mad. Yeah.
Mhm.
So yeah, I was shaking on my boots.
I'm getting ready to get in the tap again. So.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do it, baby.
Yep.
So what happened? Were you going to do some readings or something?
I was, but I'm on medication right now because I had to take a shitload. Excuse my language.
You can't do readings.
It was weird that I go to the ER room and I can get a cocktail of Dilaudid and steroids, and that really messes me up for like
Dilaudid and steroids.
Yeah. Well, the steroids help my joints, so I'm not in as much pain, but then that usually doesn't cover it, so then they give me a crap load of Dilaudid. And you know it's strong when the nurse sits down to push it into the IV, and she, like, slowly pushes it in, watching your reaction. You know, that was my...
Oh, I love the feeling of Dilaudid when it's just freshly injected, and you just feel that euphoria flush all over your body. It's amazing.
Oh, I mean, my favorite part is...
For real. I've never taken heroin. I hope I never do... But if I were to imagine what it would be like, I think it would be something like taking Dilaudid. I was on Dilaudid when I was in the hospital for appendicitis. And, it was better than morphine. I had my pain was so bad that morphine wasn't even doing the trick. And then they had said, all right, let's bump them up to Dilaudid. And I was just, oh, yeah, baby, this is what I'm talking about. But I could see how somebody might get hooked on that.
Well, I mean, I have reactions.
I was always looking forward
they're
to
they're always
next
cautious.
Fix.
And they
I was
give
ready
me
for
stuff,
my next fix.
So. Yeah, oh, my goodness. The first time I had to lot it, I got paranoid. I mean, absolutely paranoid. And they locked me in a room. And it was not pleasant that first time. But it did take the pain away. I mean, that's my main thing is get rid of the pain. You know, that was my one thing. So it's been an exciting day today.
Oh, yeah? What else has happened?
Shed and,
what?
Well, I mean, just the news, what you were talking about. And,
oh, my God. Momar got lynched today. It was insane.
I liked watching his eyes. I know that's morbid, but
his
eyes were darting about.
I was kind of disturbed by that video footage. I couldn't watch it a second time.
But in that moment, he was feeling the fear that all his victims had felt. You know, I think they shouldn't have killed him. You know, I mean, scaring him half to death was all right, but... You know, I think he should have gone through a trial so everybody could have their say.
Totally.
Crimes against humanity.
Same thing with what's his name?
Osama.
Osama, yeah. I thought that was very suspect that he was just on the site.
Well, I think there's a difference.
On site, taken down.
I don't think Gaddafi was as dangerous because he was not in quote-unquote power. You know, that if he was captured and went through a trial, I think it could have been more healing. You know, I think it could have been more healing.
He was, Osama, he was caught in a little
dangerous
spider hole himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
What he was going
to
do.
But, I mean,
like,
Osama
could still
tell people what to do. But, I mean, that's just my thoughts, though. So what's done's done.
Yeah, moving on. Thanks for the memories,
though,
Saddam. We're going to miss you, baby. We're going to miss you. It was
Osama.
I mean, I grew up with Gaddafi, you know. He's been alive as long as I've been alive. I remember when I was just coming of age in the 80s and Ronald Reagan was going at it with Gaddafi. And, you know, I thought he was going to bite the dust back then.
Well, I mean, I remember the Shah of Iran, and, I mean, I remember Watergate. I mean, I was a very young child. Very young child, and it's kind of crazy.
It's wacky. It's zany.
And then I ended up dating that grandson of the Shah of Iran, and he had offered himself. He's half American.
What a small world.
And he had offered himself up to exchange for the hostages, and the Carter administration wouldn't let him do it, because they would have taken him in exchange for the hostages in a heartbeat. It would not have lasted near as long as it did, but, I mean, he wouldn't have lived. So.
Shouts out to Zeke Cleaver, who's tweeting me. He says, I love bacon. Good times.
Mm. Bacon.
Man, people are...
What are they saying in the chat room?
Hit me up on Twitter. I'm trying to catch up with my tweets. I just got hit by like a bunch of tweets.
I have a Twitter account, but it's Bathtub Girl One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bathtub Girl One. Check her out. Get updates from the tub. All right, Green Bastard, you're now unmuted. I hope you will.
Poor baby.
Behave. I appreciate your Wait.
Be nice to Green Bastard. He's not so bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to get back on top of things. I had a regular caller quit the show because of some not so nice commentary in the chat room. So I know who
you're talking about. I'm very upset about that as well.
I've neglected my duties down there as chat room moderator. As well, and I lost touch with the fact that this chat room is not a free speech zone. It is not a free speech zone, so it was my failure as a moderator to catch some of the unsavory commentary, and I'm going to try to do a better job of.
Well, maybe one day he'll change his mind and come back. You think?
I hope so. I hope so. But, you know, hey, it's beyond
maybe
my
if he hears this, he just might. So.
Well, I already...
And he's
already,
a smart
already,
guy. He's very, very brilliant.
I apologized on air and felt like I put it out there, but...
And I love hearing his thoughts. And, well,
hey, there's archives. There's tons of archives.
I know, but it's not like... well, anyway.
2 months worth of archives with them. You know, we have callers come and go here. Some people make a hard clean break, others just sort of fade off into the distance.
Is a Nana Bear back, or is a Nanda Bear or
Nana Bear was with us last night. Yeah, Ms. Becker, they were with us last night.
You know, she is a beautiful young woman.
She is. She's a little hottie.
She is.
Yeah. I don't know. She probably.
What
she seems like
she
a pretty naughty
right
girl.
Now?
She might swing that way. You might. You know. Who knows? You guys.
Well, he's sending that plane for me. I was just thinking I could. Wait, is she in Texas now or is she in New York? Well, where is she?
No, she's
anybody
in
know?
She's in California.
Oh, that's too far.
Yeah. If you come out and get her, you might as well come out and get me too.
Hell no. Mm-mm. But I can't wait to ride in this plane. I can't wait. Mm-mm-mm.
Shouts out to Republicrat Nomo and Free Radical for hitting me up on Twitter. Yeah, they're talking about Oaktown and don't mess with Boys in the Hood. Oaktown got more gets than Small Bridge Brigade. Right on. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be anything too crazy like shootings or anything. I just think it'll be. I think it'll be
peaceful. A lot of arrests.
It's just going to be, yeah, it's going to be a lot of people locking arms and getting taken away with the encampment. There's a lot of people there. That's the only thing is it's going to, and they don't seem very mobile. The San Francisco camp is a little bit more mobile.
The
Oakland is more just hunkered down there. And they have garden. They have
it's
gardens
been there,
up there
for a while, though, hasn't it? The
been there for like 2 weeks. They have a goddamn garden growing in there. They're growing their own food there.
They're growing their own weed, you know,
Oh, there's plenty of weed. There's not a shortage of weed there. And, yeah, they took one little portion is all just, like, booths and a kitchen and whatever, media center and all sorts of outreach type stuff. There's flyers all over the place, all sorts of different activists coming together to push their individual pet projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely sort of a counterculture going on out there.
True.
Feels like Shakedown Street, like at a dead show.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of vegan-friendly food. But, yeah, they're pretty hunkered in there. So that's going to be a little more dramatic to uproot them. They've been trying to keep the media out of their encampment. They don't want a lot of. It's kind of weird. I remember when this whole Occupy movement started. They were begging for media coverage, and now it's to the point where they're like trying to block out the media in
mm-hmm.
some spots, like here in Oaktown.
Hmm.
So who knows?
You know, I thought about becoming a vegetarian at one point. Are you a vegetarian?
I am not a vegetarian. I did a long stint as a vegetarian. In fact, my entire 20s, I think I was a vegetarian.
And how did that work for you?
Towards the end, I think I was really, I think I was felt more fatigued just overall and sluggish and just mm-hmm. kind of, you know, deficient. I think I was deficient of a certain type of protein, to be honest, that I was weaned on more or less. And it was hard to, you know, once I was totally weaned off of it, I don't know, I think I was missing something, and I just
sort of... the tofu burgers, aren't they supposed to provide that protein?
I don't think,
or do
I don't
they
know,
not?
I'm not a scientist, I don't know the facts behind it, but I just sort of, in my gut, feel like the protein is inherently different, because it can't be the same, because they're two different things, you know, and...
And the eggs, did you eat eggs or did you swear off those products as well?
For a while, I tried to avoid, it's hard to avoid things that aren't, you know, baked with eggs or whatever, but for a while
yeah,
I tried to avoid
it.
I was never a full vegan, but mm-hmm. I tried to stay away from dairy and, you know, poultry and all that stuff. I still don't eat beef. I very rarely
eat
beef.
How did that affect your... affect you sexually when you're a vegetarian?
Dude, none of that shit.
Did it help you perform better?
I don't know if I really noticed a difference. I've always been able to perform, baby. It don't matter.
I remember this one guy. He ate tons of fruits and vegetables and hardly no meat at all, very rarely. And he always tasted so sweet. I mean, you can almost...
Oh, yeah. I don't know about the taste. I never, you know, I can't tell you about that. But I didn't notice a significant difference in my performance when I was veggie and when I wasn't. I mean, maybe I had a little more stamina afterwards because towards the end I was getting really sort of sluggish. Like I said, I started feeling, you know, just kind of like, oh, you know, and I was almost craving chicken and fish. And so then I finally just said, fuck it.
You didn't eat fish?
No, I didn't even eat fish.
I mean, some vegetarians eat fish, some don't.
No, But then I got back into it, and I never looked back. And then I felt a significant improvement in my overall just energy and whatnot once I finally did switch back to eating some meat and fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I stick mostly to poultry.
About bread? How do you feel about bread?
I'm a big supporter of bread.
I like getting the green leaf lettuce, you know, the big pieces of green leaf lettuce, and using those for a wrap.
Yes, I'm anti-iceberg lettuce. I hate iceberg lettuce.
Ugh, that's not real lettuce.
No, that always creeps me out. When I get a salad and it's not even green, that freaks me out.
It's almost clear, you know. There's something wrong with your food. It's
transparent.
Almost clear.
You can see through it.
So I wonder if Miss Becker is going to call in.
I don't know if Miss Becker is going to call, but we do have a caller. Let's see who this is.
Oh, we do?
Area code 913 is now with us. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
You know who it is, Vince?
No, I don't. Who is it?
Oh, all right. That hurts. It's Zeke Cleaver.
Oh, Zeke Cleaver. Hey, what's up, Zeke?
I don't know. I'm pretty hurt after that.
Oh, he was just distracted. I distracted him. That's all.
I didn't recognize your voice. It's been a long time, dude. It's been a very long time. What's going on, bro? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, we were talking about food, and I was just like, whoa, sounds delicious. And
yeah,
so I joined the call.
Yeah, what do you know about food? Are you a chef? Are you just a connoisseur? Are you a foodie? Are you a connoisseur of eating?
My dad does barbecue competitively. Just won Grand Champ last week, I think. Yeah, last week, and it's delicious. I love barbecue.
Competitive eating and cooking is amazing. It really is. Especially speed eaters.
Like
Joey Chestnut, the pride of San Jose here in the Bay Area. Joey Chestnut, guy is a machine. And he's an athlete, too. He's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a chance to meet him and see him in action. I saw him eat 10 pizzas in 10 minutes.
Dang. That's crazy. Were they like large sizes, I take it?
Yeah, 10 large pizzas in 10 minutes.
Jesus.
It's the guy that he wins the hot dog eating championship every year.
Hey, Vince, can you put me on mute for a minute? I need to bring some water.
Absolutely, madame. That's our girl, bathtub girl there. Excuse me. I got hit with this change of seasons sort of flu, cough, cold thing.
Oh, I have that thing too. I hate
and
that.
It's just been lingering for like almost a week now. I just need to put it to bed. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I've been just fluidizing myself nonstop. The pain needs to end. But 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. Call in. Hang out with me and Bathtub Girl and Zeke Cleaver. Is there anything else going on that you wanted to talk about, Zeke Cleaver?
Celebrate that death of Gaddafi. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Muammar. No longer with us. I can't believe it. That bastard. It's not going to be the same without him.
To see what's going to happen after that now. I'm kind of interested to see who's going to be the next leader, how's it going to develop. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think this has sort of been a foregone conclusion. I think there's already sort of an intermediate little regime going on right now. I don't know if it's... I presume it's just it's military... backed or whatever, or military run, essentially a junta, however they say that, a junta is what they would call it. That's essentially what Egypt is right now. It has a military junta that runs the government. It's not run by one figurehead anymore. So it's the same conundrum that the Egyptians are going through is what Libya more or less is in. I don't know the particulars of each, but sort of just a de facto military government, I presume. It's nuts. It's one of those things where, like, sometimes it's you got to question whether it's going to be more or less stabilized. Is this going to destabilize the country even more? Because a lot of people that were anti taking down Saddam, anti, you know, taking out Mubarak, and anti taking out Gaddafi, a lot of them are saying that, oh, a lot of their argument is that if you don't have these secular dictators in charge, then, you know, they keep their argument being that these secular dictators keep the countries more stable than they would otherwise, and they're always afraid of them landing in the hands of extremists, like the
exactly.
religious extremists, and every time they take out one of these guys, that's what they risk, and that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of worried about. Like, are they going to go even further into anarchy, or, you know, like just like you were saying? So I guess we'll have to see on that.
Yeah, but until then, we say thank you for the memories, Momar. Thank you. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. We'll be right back.
Thanks for the memory of things I can't forget. Journeys on a jet, our wondrous week in Martinique, and Vegas and roulette. How lucky I was. And thanks for the memory of summers by the sea, dawn in Waikiki. We had a pad in London, but we didn't stop for tea. How cozy it was. Now, since our breakup, I wake up alone on a gray morning. After I long for the sound of your laughter, and then I see the laughs on me. But thanks for the memory, with every touch a thrill. I've been through the mill, I've lived a lot and learned a lot. You love me not, and still I miss you so much. Thanks for the memory of how we used to jog, even in a fog. That barbecue at Malibu, away from all the smog. How rainy it was. And thanks for the memory of letters I destroyed, books that we enjoyed. Tonight, the way things look, I need a book by Sigmund Freud. How brainy he was. Gone are those evenings on Broadway. Together we'd go to a great show. But now I begin with a late show and wish that you were watching too. I know it's a fallacy that grown men never cry. Baby, that's a lie. We had our bed of roses, but we forgot that roses die. And thank you so much.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrei me.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in gran costo.
Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. I'm Vincent the Bay. I've got Z Cleaver with me, and also Bathtub Girl. Are you in the tub?
Yay.
Now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, perfect. There's also a couple people on hold. If you want to join the conversation, just press the number one. Press the number one.
Ms. Becker.
Yeah, especially if you're Ms. Becker. Hey, if you want her, if you want Ms. Becker to call in, you should just tweet her. She's on Twitter.
Well, I'm in the tub.
Her or Anani Bear.
Well, why don't you go tweet her for me?
All right, fine. Why now? You at first didn't like her. You thought she was very
well,
a little too promiscuous.
When you said that, I was upset, you know, about the horror comment that I made. Just that she sounded like a strong woman, and to allow a man just to wipe himself off inside her, I thought was a little beneath her. You know, if he was just making her feel good, then fine, you know. You know, the table, the tarp thing, she just sounded so much better than that.
Like she should have been under the tarp with you?
No, not even that.
Hmm. It looks like she's snuggling with Anani Bear right now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, let's see if we can't... She's watching the Daily Show though. We shouldn't interrupt her while she's watching her leftist satirical news comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'll send her a message when you're done.
Hey, Vince.
Go ahead. Huh? Go ahead, Z Cleaver. Go for it. You're on. What's up?
This is really random, but I don't really see the conversation go anywhere, so I'm going to go ahead and take it somewhere.
Go for it, man. What's on your mind? Take it.
This is really random. I just looked up to these haunted houses in my local area.
Uh-huh.
There's one
yeah.
that will, like, shock you if you step in the wrong place.
Like, literally, you'll get shocked?
Yeah, it says, are there any warnings? B, beware, you will receive electrical shocks.
Did you get
on the website? Oh, I haven't been there yet. I want to go.
Oh.
Looks pretty fun. Looks scary.
Tables that you had to climb underneath, or scary?
Probably. I'm scared. I probably like run out like screaming and like, little girl. I'm telling you what, I get scared so easily.
Do you really?
I do.
I'd be careful of the hay rides, is all I say.
What are you going to be for Halloween, dude?
Nothing. I'm just going to like chill at the house, eat the candy.
Oh, so it's going to be like, in other words, it's going to be like any other day. It's like, that's how it is for me, just chilling out the house, eating candy, not dressed up. Maybe I'll go as Buckethead. Last time I dressed up, I was Buckethead. He's my hero. I love Buckethead.
Well, I had worked a hayride once. I was probably 19 or 20, and I was really young. And I worked a witch's hut when the people would come by and they would get drinks. And there was this group of sorority girls and their little boyfriends and these two other girls. They took the drinks behind the hut and pulled up their little witch costume, their little robe, and pissed in all of it. And these girls drank it. They drank it, and they had no earthly idea. I'm like, oh, my God, you know. And then the guy who had the, what do you call those things that cut down trees? Power
chainsaw?
Something? Yeah, that. You know, he was smoking the joint that killed Elvis, and it was so funny. It was more entertaining to know the people. But I couldn't believe they did that. That was just jaw-dropping. I haven't talked about that in years. So much fun. So much fun. So what's your birthday, dude?
My birthday?
Mm-hmm.
13th of March.
Do you have a psychic question?
Not really.
Okay. Never mind then.
All right, so sent a tweet away to Ms. Becker and and Anani Bear. So maybe they'll get in touch. I don't know.
Oh, that one guy that's not on your show right now. You know, it's High Holiday.
That one guy who's not on my show right now. That's a lot of people. That narrows it down.
Well, you know the one that we were referring to earlier. It's High Holiday. I forgot to mention that. A lot of people are in prayer.
I see. No wonder
that may be
Jews.
Why he's silent right now.
Yeah, the Jew. That's maybe why the Jew hasn't called in tonight either. That's it's a double-edged sword, I guess.
Yeah, he's funny too. I like this. What's your name again, sir?
This is Zeke Cleaver.
Yep, Zeke Cleaver. Or Zach, whatever. I'm not anonymous anymore. I just came out and said my whole name.
Oh, Zachary. Nice boy.
Do you like it when people call you Zachary?
You can call me whatever. I don't care.
I just like calling you Z.
Yeah,
Z is
kind of
cool.
Z Cleaver, though, kind of almost sounds like... Are you related to Beaver? The Beaver?
A lot of people ask that, too. No.
Is that your mother's maiden name?
No, it's my... No.
This guy I went out with in high school. And he respected me so much, and I just thought he was the best boyfriend. Turns out he was gay. You know, his mother's maiden name was Cleaver, and it was just so funny. And they knew some families that one of them were the Haskells, and it was just a riot. I always thought that was so hysterical. But he's a really good shopping buddy. I mean, he was the best, and I don't know. Life is strange. Life is so strange.
It is. One day you're on top of the world like Mumar, and the next day...
Mm-hmm.
Going out like a chump on some Jehudi's cell phone.
Yeah, in front of that. Was it an SUV or what was it that he was in front of?
I don't know. It was like a truck or something. I don't know. It was kind of hard to make things out.
You know, I really miss Miss Becker.
My friend Hunter wants me to, quote, mission your sexy friend a rose, quote. So there you go, Hunter. He's listening right now. Just wants me to say that.
Hunter has a boner for Bathtub Girl?
Who's Rose?
My friend Hunter. Hunter Rosen. You can look him up. You want to look him up on Facebook?
I'm sure Vince
Here.
Can take down the information. I can get it from him later. Or I can listen to the archives. Which they're very entertaining some nights.
He says, tell them you have a sexy friend, sexy man friend named Rose. Quote.
Rose.
Yep, apparently. His name now. I'm putting a Facebook link in chat if you guys want the doc.
You know, I used to have a dildo that was shaped in a rose that was really pretty. And it had a green stem that bent. It was very flexible. It was quite enjoyable.
So that what doubled as like a butt plug?
Oh, no.
How'd that work exactly? You take the actual flower and then
it looks like a closed rose, and it's wider at the base, and it's more sensitive.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And then when put up where the G-spot is, you can just bend the stem and pull it against different body parts like the clitoris and, you know, I don't know any girl that.
I want to see some pictures.
Definitely, they would be very happy to have this rose. Better than any bachelor rose they could receive. So.
A rose
you know,
made
if he handed
bacon.
Out those, he'd
Wendigo,
probably get rid
Wendigo
of
them. Wendigo says a rose made of bacon. What's the obsession with bacon, you guys?
I don't know.
That's how.
I don't
how,
like bacon myself.
How Zach got involved in this
Ew,
too.
It's nasty. He was,
Zach, you were mentioning bacon.
I love bacon. Oh my god.
Ugh.
Oh, I would eat bacon all day.
Men have this obsession with bacon. I don't get it. They even make candles now that smell like bacon for men.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned it.
If anyone bought me that, I might have to marry them.
Like fresh cut grass, there's a candle that smells like that. And their scents made just for men, you know.
We should get
I'm surprised there's not a macaroni and cheese smell. And
All right, let's take another call. Let's take a call, guys. We got Guitar Derp here now. What's up, Guitar Derp?
Not much. I heard the word dildo and had to call in, so.
Perfect. I was wondering what the buzzword would be to work on you, and we finally hit it. I'm glad you called in, man. It's been a while. How you doing?
I'm good. A few things going on at home, so I'm just taking a break from all the hassle of the protest talk on Twitter, just ignoring that for now. Falling behind on information. I did not know about the problems in the chat the past few days.
There was some drama a couple of days ago in the chat room. OpNoPro is offended by some anti-Semitic remarks by one of our notorious trolls here. And
remark.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. He got upset. He rage quit, and he hasn't come back. And,
but it could be because it's high holiday, though. I'm thinking it's.
But
cool.
It is also high holiday.
No, I got a tweet from Caleb saying they're not coming back.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. Oh, Caleb's gone too. Yeah. Everybody's just sort of rage quit the show. That's
why.
It's the nature of the biz, dude. People come, people go, people get offended. I kind of just let everything go here. I don't really try to censor people too much. It's an internet show. It's more or less open lines. It's just kind of like a stream of consciousness type of thing. I try to weave in current events or whatever's on my mind. But it just kind of goes where it goes. And for a long time, You know, recently it was going towards, you know, for a long time it was Operation BART was a big threat for a while. And that's how I met more or less Crappy Tires and Op No Pro and all that, and the Cabin Crew and all those guys. They were here when we were talking about, you know, the BART protests every single night. And then that sort of morphed into Occupy Talk. And that was the main thread for a while. And then, I don't know. And then it's kind of, I think the Occupy Talk is slowly, losing its luster. And I don't know, it'll be something
else.
Well,
if they had a more unified message, you know, I think people could really talk about it and discuss it.
Well, it's not so much that the message isn't unified. Like, there's a main message, which is the get money out of politics and that, but they're looking at all these different, if not directly, indirectly influenced sort of problems created by it instead of just it as a whole.
I mean, I understand some of the things that they talk about, but, I mean, they don't come to the table with any fixes. They're just like, that's wrong, man. That's wrong, man. I'm like, you know, if you're going to make a resolution that all these different things are wrong, then you need to have something to replace it with. And some of them sound like they're quite intelligent and creative. And, you know, that's what we need now. We need intelligent and creative people to devise a new world.
And we need to remember them to mute the trolls so they don't rage quit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think
it's the internet. You got to know that there's a lot of slanderous, crappy, or just a lot of nasty trolls out there, and you can't get to all of them, you know, all the time. It's not, you know, you got to learn to build a little bit of a thicker skin. I would think somebody who hangs out on the internet a lot would have developed a thick skin to something like that, because I've had trolls that have hit my chat room with a lot more nasty stuff than what I saw
that
Karl Marx post. You know, it's just kind of, it's the nature of the late night internet chat room, you know, nonsense. And unfortunately, I've had a lot of people come at me with more nasty personal stuff than simply just, you know, insulting my heritage or my my some sort of demographic that I belong to. You know, there's some people that are, you know, he should almost be lucky that they're just going for some, you know, stereotype and not attacking him on some, you know, relevant personal level. Well, I mean, that's not relevant. You know what I mean? It's just not. It's like obvious.
It
could have
been worse, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was obvious that they were just, you know, just. That's what
trolls do. They're
just
trying to get a rise.
They trolls, exactly. They find out, oh, he's Jewish. Okay, I'm gonna just go with the Hitler thing, and they keep pushing buttons. And the first rule is you don't feed the trolls, dude. You just ignore it. You just don't even pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave them what they were looking for, because that's exactly what Karl Marx was looking for, because. Because when Op No Pro left, Karl Marx left. Like, it was, you know, he was kind of like, mission accomplished. And that's just, you can't let the trolls win.
I think
like
he'll be back
really
on Sunday.
You can't let the trolls win like that, is the way I look at it. You know, obviously, I dropped the ball in not, you know, catching him. And, you know, of course, you know, I've muted people in the chat room for all sorts of things. And being anti-Semitic is, you know, if I would have been on the ball, I would have caught it and put him on timeout, but I didn't. So what? It's a goddamn chat room.
Wasn't it on a night where there was just so much scrolling going on? I mean, how can you catch everything?
Exactly. That's the, you know, I'm trying to just kind of like conduct a conversation here and help it kind of flow. And the mm-hmm. chat room, unfortunately, has been an afterthought. I'd love to participate more directly and avidly in it, but I just kind of peek in there and make sure nobody's scrolling, and as long as that's all good, I presume everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. I'm
See,
not gonna...
people
don't worry about it.
Seem to forget that there's a ignore button on most websites, you know?
Mm-hmm.
people seem to
totally
forget
ignore,
that.
Yeah, there is an ignore button. I try to point that out to people. Like, all you see is right-click and ignore.
Yeah, I know.
But whatever, that's not enough, apparently. All right, we got to
go. In his defense, it is high holiday.
It is high holiday, so maybe he'll be back after everything is settled down. All right, let's see who this is.
I think Sunday you might hear from him. Sunday.
Okay, let's try to hear from this caller we just got from 607.
Cool.
You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. You just called in. Your hand's up. What's up?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, no, that's me. Sorry.
Oh, that's Zach. Sorry, Zach. Zach, I'm going to mute you. I have somebody who's called in from, looks like the number 607. 607, you're on the air. Who's this? Are you muted on your end? 60705 going once. 60705 going twice. All right, well, maybe we'll try you again later. But in the meantime, we're going into the second hour here. I'm with Zach and Bathtub Girl and also Guitar Derp. Guitar Derp building.
You know, do they know I used to do readings? They don't know that, do they?
No, do a reading for us, please. Give Guitar Derp a reading.
Yeah.
I'd love to. I used to do Major Market Radio, and I had a lot of fun doing this, and it's been a while. Your birthday was on, March 4th? Or March 10th? Which one was it? It was March 10th, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have any specific questions?
That's right. It's Thursday night readings. It's Thursday night readings with Bathtub Girl. Tonight we're exploring Guitar Derp. What's up, Guitar Derp?
Not much.
Go ahead, Bathtub Girl. Give him his reading.
I need your birthday again. It gives me something to focus
on. Oh, you know what? I can put you guys in the green room if you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Over the air, we can put you in the green room. You can get his information, and then we'll bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I'm going to dox myself.
All right.
Your what?
You there. They can go work it out there in the green room. In the meantime, Vince in the Bay, I'm with Zach here, and I'm going to bring on this dude one more time. We're going to try him. It looks like the number is 607. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air.
Come on, caller. You can do it. Wait, 607?
Yeah, it was it looked like it might have been a spoofed number or something. It wasn't... Go ahead.
That's Hunter.
Oh, Hunter.
He's telling me on Facebook. Oh, he says he's not even on the call, so it must be like.
Oh well, tell him if he wants to call back. He must have been muted or something.
All right, I just told him should be back. All right, he's gonna call back.
All right, sorry. I was just in the green room making sure that Bathtub Girl and Guitar Derp, they're still in there doing crap. Jesus Christ. I mean, I feel like she's giving him his reading in the green room and not giving it on the show. It's kind of fucked up.
Oh, he says his mic was on mute, so he's going to see if he can fix that. Something.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you adjust that, fix that, call back in. And, I'll bring him back on.
All right.
So what else is going on, dude?
Well, you know, nothing much. Just been chilling out to all this news. Got today off school and tomorrow off school for conferences or something. It's been chilling at my house.
Good times. We're in hour number two right now. It's Vince and Zach holding it down. I'm going to check back in with I'm just going to bring them back. I don't give a shit. All right. All right. You're back. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Are you going to get
You ready, baby?
It's reading. All right. So, folks, if you're listening, we've got Bathtub Girl back with Guitar Derp, and she's now going to give Guitar Derp a psychic reading. Go ahead.
Well, when I heard your voice and the information, the brief information I had you tell me, I felt 2 years ago you were starting to make plans for the next, like, the five-year plan. That would be 2009. Felt a lot of energy around you, but some problems with your fingers, the pinky and the next to the ring finger on the left hand. A lot of fast-moving ideas. Your mind moves very quickly, very much. Can you give me an area to concentrate on? Because I feel like I'm all over the place.
Like what type of area?
Like finances, work, you know, generic area that you can say an area without asking me a question. That would be considered leading.
Okay, I guess work.
Work. Okay. Again, as I said before, I saw a lot of energy around you. I still feel those two hurt fingers. I don't know if this is a nerve that you strained in your wrist, or maybe you lifted something. I am not quite for certain. Seeing a lot of papers being filled out, to me this usually indicates that you're looking to switch jobs or add to your current career. And I can see you more as a person that can own your own business. And oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately, Bathtub Girl, unfortunately, just an update on Ms. Becker. Looks like she's going to bypass the show tonight. She's apparently boy shopping on OkCupid right now. So maybe next time.
Well, she needs to girl shop, you know?
Well, it sounds like she's already got you in the bag, so she might as well keep shopping.
Okay.
I don't know. Hit her up on Twitter.
She's posting
all the interaction, the requests that she's finding on OkCupid right now on her Twitter. That's interesting. That's one way to do it, I guess. Okay, so continue. Back to the reading. My bad.
Okay, thanks. I did see a lot of white flowers, which indicates to me that someone's passed over is reaching out to you. I get the name Marcia, something with a big M, but it feels like cinnamon energy. Someone that's about anywhere from 35 to 42, it feels like. Short hair, bobbed. I don't know who this is, if this is a family member or a close friend, someone that used to make you laugh quite a bit. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Idea.
Is that a yes?
No.
I couldn't hear you. Okay.
He said no. No idea.
Well, this person's definitely crossed over, and I saw a big M, and it felt like the name Marcia. Kind of a harsh name. Someone that was funny and had a bob hair, and I can just go with what I see. It might come to you later. But about your job, all I saw was a lot of papers being filed and maybe in addition to a business. It's like you have two or three different irons in the fire type of thing. But that's what I'm getting for now, and it has been a while since I've done this. But I do enjoy doing it. Did any of that make sense to you? Or did I completely bomb it? It's okay if I bombed it.
A bit of it made sense, like the irons in the fire. I do multiple things, but it's like my hands are fine. They're what I use most for what I do. Like, I play guitar, as seen from the name, and I do some art, so...
Well, it felt like your left hand, the pinky and the ring finger, like it was a nerve. A numbness and tingling, and yeah, to me indicates a nerve problem, but yeah, I could have been completely wrong, so. Completely wrong, but that's all I got. I've worked with Unsolved Mysteries. I've been on one of the top major market radio stations. But, you know, I miss, and it's been... gosh, a good long time since I really done readings on a regular basis, and I really did enjoy it. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, he's here. You're still on with Guitar Derp.
Is my mic really quiet or something?
What's that?
Sorry?
Is my mic really quiet or something?
It's kind of, it cuts in and out. It cuts in and out, and it also, there's a lot of static. I have to put you on mute every once in a while because the static is just hideous.
That's tough. I'm even on good mic.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think Zach, I think your buddy from 607, who is that?
Hunter.
Hunter. I think this might be Hunter. Hunter, is that you?
Yeah. Sorry, my mic was muted last time.
What's up, Hunter? What's going on? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
So Gaddafi died.
Bit the dust tonight. No longer with us. Peace out.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty sad.
I know. The dictator has been, the tyrant has been toppled. Hence the name of the show tonight. But we've kind of deviated away from the Gaddafi talk. We were in the second hour now, and we're actually doing readings right now with Bathtub Girl. We just had a guitar.
I want a reading, man.
All right, so Bathtub Girl, do you want to try to give a reading to Zach?
What kind of readings is this? Are these?
Well, I'm intuitive. I mean, I use cards. I do a lot of different things. I would consider it a physical medium where I smell and hear things. And there's lots of different types of mediums. Remote viewing, finding stolen cars, usually within a block of it. I mean, that's what I used to do for a living, and then I completely changed my life. Done that a couple times. But if you want to meet in the green room, and I can ask for the birth date and all that so you can keep your privacy, if that's okay with you, Vince.
I don't need the green room. I'll do it right here.
Okay. Your birth date, were you the one that was March 10th?
March 13th, 97.
March 13th. 97?
My God.
Yeah.
You're what, 12 years old?
No, 14.
Are you serious? You're 14?
My God, isn't
that
terrible?
Am I still on here? I'm just curious. Am I still on here?
Yeah, you're still on.
How old do you think I was? All right, okay.
Well, the one that's 14, I thought you were more like 18, 19, just really young.
We can put a sentence together.
And oh, my gosh, I feel like I've corrupted him with all the things I've been saying.
Yes. You
I
naughty,
feel so
naughty girl.
Now.
No, you haven't
feel
done
so
anything
clean
wrong.
Anymore.
No, it was,
yeah. Hey, I have a friend who's listening, Gabe. Do you want to call? Press 1. Oh, God, no.
What's wrong with Gabe?
Don't even go there. That's you don't want everything. Everything is wrong with Gabe.
Is it just some loop comments? Is that all it is?
Yeah,
not a big deal.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, yeah.
So, this is Zachary. What area did you want to ask questions on?
Let's see. Let's do love life.
Love life. I'm not going to say that. The first name that came up was Antonia. I'm sure the name was supposed to be Antonio. How do you say that name, the female version of Antonio? It's a very Italian girl.
Antoine?
Very Italian girl. No, it's a very effeminate. Yes, that's it. That's it. Like they call her Tone or something like that. She's got a very melodic voice, delicate features, delicate hands, kind of a small frame. This is what I'm seeing, and I do not see that this is in the present, this is in the future, is what I'm seeing. And seems like either you're older or she is a little bit older because I am seeing driving occurring, and maybe she has her driver's permit, I don't know, but... You know, very straightforward, strict parents. But this is future. I believe this is future. Could not seeing a lot in your love life right now. I'm just not seeing it.
He's too damn young.
You
he doesn't need a love life. Jesus Christ, he's only 14. He doesn't need a love
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's pretty young to...
What about... What about work?
Work.
Or just
you can't legally handle cash yet, man.
Oh, this feels awkward. Actually, again, in the future, I see more of a legal career in your future, legal career. I don't know if this is being a legal assistant or
crazy.
Something
I've actually,
to do with the law.
I've actually,
I don't know
I was actually looking forward to going to a legal career. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I see a lot of heavy books. I see more as a legal assistant, you know, you're detail-oriented. But you are, that lady that I was speaking of, that young girl, rather, she's very sensitive to what people say about her. She's got very delicate hands. Very, very super sensitive to what people say about her. You know, it's one that you would need to protect in a way and not let people make snide comments or jokes about her. That'll be important to her for her to feel like you're standing up for her. But yeah, legal. I see that very strongly. Maybe you can start volunteering at some different places. Maybe working for immigration. They're always looking for volunteers to help with. You can learn about the legal process starting there, and that'll look good on your resume, and you might be able to get that scholarship you want.
Anything else you see? I mean, like, in anything.
Other
like,
than some nasal problems, my nose feels like it's burning. I don't know if that's you having the nasal problems or someone close to you.
I'm having some nasal problems.
I'm having nasal problems.
A lot of people are having nasal problems.
Everyone in the chat is.
Yeah, it's that
well,
time
I'm
of
not,
year.
So.
Oh.
But,
you know
I mean,
what
I feel
be?
Like
the problem
burning,
might be
like
Twitter.
There's so much
information. Tweeting too much.
Have you gone to a doctor recently to see if they can do something about your nasal passages? Because it seems like it's an ongoing problem. Because it really burns.
Actually nothing in my nose burns. It doesn't burn. It's just
the nasal passages
stuffy.
Feel like they're burning. I mean, I can feel it. Maybe you're used to it. So.
Well, actually, my dad has big nasal problems. He has surgery earlier in his life.
Right.
Now that I think about it, yeah, sorry.
All right. Well, it was definitely a burning sensation. But that's what I see.
Dang.
But I would definitely look into volunteer opportunities that you could do in the here and now.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There you go.
You should do it on Hunter. Hunter, are you still there?
He may not feel comfortable with that.
Are you there?
No, that'd be fine. That'd be awesome.
Okay, yeah. Hunter. What's your birthday?
May 16th.
Oh, my. 4 years ago. What happened 4 years ago? Because I feel a big shift about 4 years ago. It'd be about 2007 to 2008. Did you have big changes in your life then? Because
okay.
I feel like you're still like a big move.
I moved from Washington State to Texas around those years.
Was that difficult
Sorry.
For you?
Not too difficult. I was pretty young.
Mhm. But I see a lot of movement that year. Did you have people pass over as well?
Hmm.
I want to make sure this is your energy that I'm tapping into. That's the reason why I ask yes-no questions.
Mm-hmm.
You had people.
Okay, I put them in the green room, and it looks like the Jackal is here out of nowhere. Jackal and Nine in the building. Let's see what's going on with Jackal. What's up, Jackal?
I came for my reading on my love life, and
oh,
she's
perfect.
Not there.
She's here. She's still giving.
Dude, she sounds so trollish. I just want to troll her.
Oh, perfect. Well, let's let her. She's in the green room right now. She's still giving that kid his reading. I'm going to bring him back on, and then once she's done with him, I'll put you on, all right?
Okay.
This will be so lousy.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to bring her back. All right, is that the end of the reading? What the hell?
Love life, because there's some stuff going on there.
Your love life?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting a read on that. I got the read on Matthew.
Yeah, again, he's too goddamn young for a love life. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, he has emotions. He's a very deep, caring person. And, you know, he doesn't understand. I think what's happened to him,
yeah.
I think what's happened to Hunter is that he believes when people say they're going to do something that they should do it, and they haven't come through for him before, and it's caused him a lot of hurt and disappointment. Am I correct, Hunter?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people just are not what they seem. And
this is true. This is true. All right, well, we have another person that wants to get a reading from you, Bathtub
Girl.
Thank
you, Hunter.
Let's bring on another third person for you to give a reading to. We have with us now Jack. Jack, did you want to...
I really appreciated what she was saying to my other friend up here about his love life. I wanted to know, what kind of advice does she have for me?
Okay, Jack, what is your birthday? Even if you just give me the month and the day, it's very helpful for me to tap in.
November 5th of 84.
November 5th, wow. Well, you were a surprise when you were born, weren't you?
No, I was pre-planned.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I feel a lot of surprise around you, a lot of surprises. Like you've been a bundle of energy from the day you were born. And
I'm pretty much a bundle of energy.
You're good people. You're really good people. You're too hard on yourself. You're way too hard on yourself.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you are. I believe you are.
Okay.
And, goodness, you have a sensitive heart, old soul. And you feel like you don't belong in this day and time, like you belong in a different era. I don't know if it's 30s or 20s. You feel like you belong in, but
maybe living in a cabin, perhaps.
I don't know about that, but
what kind of
different
house?
Time period?
Cabin.
Yeah, different time period. You know,
okay.
Just a different way of life. And I mean, you're so full of surprises. I really think you. I'm a writer. I think you should start writing more. I don't know if you do that now or if you journal. Or
what should I write about?
Just your life in general. I think when you have questions, you can answer your own questions. You have a very intuitive spirit as well. I want you to look at your right hand. You're right-handed, correct?
Actually, no, I'm left-handed.
Okay, well, look at your dominant hand, which would, in your case, be your left hand. Kind of turn it sideways and look to see if there's the letter M in your hand. Can you see the letter M distinctly in your hand?
No, not really. The only letter I really actually see is like a V. Does that tell me anything?
Turn your hand like a little bit more to the right.
Yeah.
And with those lines right there, it may be that you're a little bit more independent where your headline and your lifeline separate.
Okay.
You don't like people to tell you what to do. You like to set your own standards, correct?
Yeah.
And that might be why, but I still feel like you're very intuitive. Intuitive people usually have that M that's ingrained in their hand. For all of you that are listening, your dominant hand being at your right or your left. If you turn it a little bit to where you can see your hand and look for that little M,
yeah.
The rest of the people there, can you see an M at all? Sometimes it'll be slight or broken.
I see it.
Or
okay.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll be deeply ingrained. Now, if you
yeah.
can remember, your dominant hand is your present and your future. Your non-dominant hand is your past. If you compare your two hands together...
What does a V mean?
Well, I think what's happened with you is that your headline and your lifeline, which are normally joined at the top, yours are separated.
Okay.
Meaning that you're much more independent. It doesn't mean you're less intuitive.
I didn't know if
it
meant like I had a vendetta or something.
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
Okay.
But it might, you know that line that kind of encircles your thumb?
Yeah.
That's called your lifeline. And then there's another line that's close to it that's in between. There's like three main lines. There's the lifeline, the headline and the heartline.
Okay.
Your headline and your lifeline are not entwined as it is in most people. People that are more independent have a separation between the head and the lifeline a lot, quite often.
Okay. And what does this have to do with?
There?
Yeah, I kind of see it. What does this have to do with my love life?
Your love life. You're very intuitive. You know, I can feel that strongly. You don't even feel like you belong in this day and time. You've always said, well, I should have been born 50 years earlier or 60 years earlier. That's what I'm seeing, you know, like you're out of time and place. And you really haven't found that soul partner, that your other half, so to speak. You just haven't found that person yet. And it's been a
Will dream. I ever?
Oh, yeah, you will. That's why I was encouraging you to write, to journal just about your day-to-day activities. I think you're going to get a lot of answers about yourself by writing and just looking over things, and then all of a sudden it'll just dawn on you. It's like you have a high comprehension when it comes to writing and reading. Am I right or not?
Yeah, I kind of write a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think it's you could channel even if you wanted to. You could do what I call free writing. I do it sometimes when I write poetry. And just within 30 seconds, a minute, you know, I have this wonderful work of art.
Yeah.
And it really speaks to me and other people, and they get affected by it. I think you have that same talent.
Okay.
And I think you should nurture it. I really do.
Now, should I stay put or should I branch out and move around?
I feel in 3 to 4 months, life is going to change greatly for you.
Good
You're
going or
to
bad.
Have some opportunities. You're going to have some opportunities that you never thought you would have before. Even an opportunity to travel in Europe. I know that sounds crazy. But
maybe I can go to London or something, go to the Parliament.
Well, I mean, maybe some trip through, like backpacking through Europe, one of those.
Oh, places. That'd be cool.
Just an opportunity that comes up that you thought would never happen.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a win-win deal all around. I think it would be good for you. I really do, and it would enlighten you, but I think you need to start writing.
More
you know,
than
not
I do
for
now.
Publication, but just for yourself to get these answers that you're searching for. You have a lot of why questions. Why this, why this, why that?
Yeah, I kind of am interested in
why
a lot
not?
Of different things.
Yeah, but I think that will help ground you and help you focus. And by January, February, you should have this opportunity to move about, and I really do see Europe as a possibility.
Yeah, like I've always thought I should be in Parliament in Europe, like London. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be cool.
Well, I mean, maybe it's just you were born in the wrong land. Maybe that's what happened. It happens sometimes. People
yeah.
are born into the wrong body, and they're born in the wrong time or place. It happens.
Yeah, I just feel like if I was put in that situation, like at Parliament, I can just blow up my career.
You just might very well. I mean, you never know. Search that family tree. Find those family members.
Yeah.
You go Twitter?
Am I on Twitter?
Yeah, she's totally on Twitter. Go ahead, give your Twitter out again, Bathtub Girl.
It's Bathtub Girl and then the number one.
Oh.
It's Bathtub Girl, but apparently there's another Bathtub Girl. Can you believe the nerve of that lady? I use Bathtub Girl because I live a conservative life, and I like to keep my personal life private.
Oh, are you anonymous?
Kind of, a little bit. I mean, if I get to know a person, I'll tell them my real name and
like part of the
my
group
other
anonymous?
Account. No.
No.
No, it's just me wanting my personal life to remain private.
You like to hang out with V, though.
With who?
V.
V.
Yeah.
V-I-T-B.
Oh,
bitch.
You. Oh, yeah.
Let's bring on a caller. Let's bring on a caller. Area code 201. You're on the air. What's up? Do you want a reading from? Oh, I think this might be Jersey Justice. Jersey Justice, is that you?
Good evening, Vincent the Bay. It's a privilege to be on tonight. How are you?
Oh, it's a privilege to have you on, good sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I'd like to introduce myself, if you don't mind. My name is Christopher Gagliardi. I host a radio show on here called Youth Worldview right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right on. We get a lot of youth calling into this show. I almost feel like this is a Youth View show. I mean, Jesus Christ, we just had two 14-year-olds on with an intuitive reader, so I don't know.
You might be in the
right place. You might be in the right place to promote your show, Jersey Justice. What do you guys
Thank
talk
you
about
very much. Yes, I would like a reading from the lady, first of all, and then I would like to plug Michelle, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's give you a reading here from our good friend, Bathtub Girl, and then you can plug your show.
Good evening, Backtown Girl. May the peace of the inner light be with you this evening.
The inner light?
The inner life, or what did you say?
Inner light.
Inner light. Okay, peace of the inner light.
From the source, which is God, or whatever you want to call the source.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it.
So kind of like the Illuminati.
No.
You guys are funny. I love it.
So not like funny. Enlightenment, like the Illuminati? That's not
no, enlightenment in oneself. In oneself.
Perfecto. Okay, so let's move on
okay,
to
Christopher, the month and day that you were born helps me tap into your energy.
My birth date is December 18th. I am a Sagittarius, 1980.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah,
when you were younger, did they mislabel
riveting.
You a lot?
I was born with a condition called autism.
They mislabeled you quite often, though.
Am
I correct in saying so?
Yes, they called me retarded, slow, and all that sort of thing.
But you weren't. Wow, you've done well.
Oh, yes, he has done well. Breathe easy, Kimosabi.
Last year you made a couple of different decisions on where you want your life to go and some different opportunities you saw might happen for you and feel a level of frustration right now, like things are stagnant, like they feel stagnant, like they're staying in the same place and things are not going according to your plan. Order seems to be very important to you, like things must go as I plan. Am I correct in saying so?
Well, there have been times I had been wanting to give up on my radio show, but there have been times I've tried to run for office, too.
Yeah. I think you
should run
for office.
I'm seeing is that some things are going to come through.
We were trying to kickstart an Operation No Pro 2012 campaign. You should try to hit him up to be a vice presidential candidate.
Thank you. I'm humbled by that, but I have bigger ambitions, I think. I want to help America very sincerely because physically and mentally challenged don't have a voice in the world.
That's true.
No doubt.
That's very noble.
Have you talked to that guy from England, Patrick something, what is his name? Or Steve.
The one who wrote Born on a Blue Day?
No, is his name Steve? He's over the
Asperger's
organization. Yeah, whatever. In England, I mean, he speaks to Parliament. He does a lot of different things over there. He has a son. I mean, he's done very well in his life with his challenges and the way society views him. He's helped a lot of people in England. He writes in binary language also.
Oh, my.
On Facebook.
You know, it's so funny
no,
you
I
should
say
that.
No, I can do binary. I can write in binary.
You know, it's so funny you should say that. I actually did an Autism New Jersey conference this last week.
Can you write an MD5?
MD5?
No. See, I always dream an MD5. It's odd.
What else do you see, my dear?
Well, what I'm seeing is that a level of frustration, as I was saying before, because things are going according to your plan. They're going, but not as quickly as you had planned them. And I do see some opportunities, but I see you writing quite a bit also, like I saw with the last caller. And I see you getting groups of people together, Skype calls, just lots of different types of things to get different people from around the world. Like a group think, a group tank, a think tank. I can't get
you know, it's so
out,
funny.
Right?
It's funny, I got a petition online right now to make bullying illegal worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And already 500...
Bullying? Like cyberbullying?
Yes, all kinds. And I just got over 550 signatures so far on my petition.
Oh, you need over 9,000, for sure.
I think that That's
Ooh, you saw a number there, my friend. I am very impressed.
It just popped in my head.
My dear, did you hear what he said about a number? 9?
Mm-hmm.
9,000. It's over
9,000! Yeah, I think that's a good number.
Good round number. It's solid. If you get over 9,000 signatures, you're going places. That's serious momentum. That's the tipping point.
But it's almost 10,000.
One group you might want to contact would be are the Moms Against Mercury, which is a Methodist foundation, and they do a lot of things global. Their global offices across from
They're called
the United
MAM?
Nations.
The MAM? Moms Against Mercury, MAM?
But they call themselves Moms or MAM. But
they have over
the
9,000 members?
Women.
MAM, beginning
There's no way that could be right!
Ma'am, as
done,
funny as
they've
it sounds,
done a formal
I think that's a good
resolution
group.
Against thimerosal in medicine, and they did that worldwide. They do a lot of different things worldwide with children. I don't see why they wouldn't take on your endeavor. Lisa Sykes, Sykes, has a son with autism.
In relation to Wanda?
No, absolutely not. She's a pastor of a Methodist church in the state of Virginia.
I don't know.
And she's the
dear,
one that asked me to
you
speak
were mentioning
to the United Nations.
You know, another group that's really against online bullying is, it sounds silly, but the group Anonymous. I think
I heard about those guys. I heard about those guys.
Yeah.
Anonymous?
They don't like bullies. Yes.
Oh,
no
I
bullies.
Could actually maybe be a good speaker at one of their Occupy events.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way,
yeah,
you
the
mentioned
United
about
women.
Promotions.
They have a global foundation already. They have a global foundation. I just think it would be something that would be well received. I mean, I know
Ma'am,
Julie Taylor, who's the secretary there. What?
If you don't mind, I'd like to mention, you mentioned about frustration because last Sunday I tried to do a radio rally to call upon the end to bullying, and a couple of knuckleheads called my show and
mm-hmm.
they made very negative and nasty remarks. Out of the 8 calls mm-hmm. that I received on that show, only 2 stood up for me.
I would stand up for you, sir.
I would as
well. Well, I know, and that's why I'm putting out the word on Twitter and every social network. I want to drown out the negativity on this. And if it's all right now, I'd like to promote my show, if it's okay with you, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Please, take it away.
All right.
Tell us about your
All
show.
Right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on Vince in the Bay, good evening to you and everyone who's listening on Occupy Oakland and San Francisco and abroad. I'd like to introduce myself to you. My name is Christopher Gagliardi, and I'm the host of a radio show called Youth Worldview. It's a show that affects the youth of the community and talks about the issues that affect our community in general. All month long, we've been talking about the issue about bullying all month long. Last Sunday, we tried to get a rally together, and unfortunately, several trolls or some very naughty comments were made on the air, and some things were very distasteful, which I cannot reveal. I am trying to send out the word to everyone that we want to have a solidarity rally this Saturday night on Blog Talk Radio, which is called Bullying No More, a rally of solidarity right here at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And we encourage everyone to join us on that battle. And we have just put up the link for you and the promo right here on the chat room. And
are you Jersey Justice?
That's me.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Please join me at 6 p.m. Call in. Let's drown out the negativity. To go to my link, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/JERSEYJUSTICE, the numerical number 29. Let's really drown out the negativity. Let's take back our schools. Let's get our nation back on track. Let's protect the precious youth of the future who can be the leaders of peace. Let's stand up. Let's fight for their right to be heard. And let's end bullying once and for all. It is time to stand up against the injustices that they had to endure for far too long, no matter what their preference or so forth. It is time to rise.
It is.
It kind of goes back to what I always say, stop hating in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Like Selassie says, stop hating in the Bay. Yeah, right on, dude. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and you know, I hope you were satisfied with your reading. And I'm definitely going to check out I just went to your link, and I'm down for that. For that little shindig on Saturday. It looks like a good time. It looks like it's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, Saturday on Blog Talk Radio. And shouts out to Jersey Justice. Thank you for calling in, bro.
Thank you, Vincent DeBay, and keep up the good work. And thank you, man, for that wonderful palm reading. Peace, love, strength, and hope and inner life to you all.
Like the Illuminati.
Right back at you. Sweet, dude. Thanks for calling in, bro. All right, we have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 251. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going. What's going on with you? Who are you? What's on your mind?
Well, my name is Jared, and I was just wondering if I could get a reading.
Jared, yeah, go ahead. You're on with the Bathtub Girl. Go ahead, Jared.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, how's it going?
Hi. What's your birthday? You can just do the month and date if you so wish.
December 30th, 1993.
Wow.
I was going through another round of Vietnam's flashbacks right about then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so much. What area do you want me to focus on?
My heart.
Love life.
What was that again?
Love life.
Love. Everybody's asking about love.
Alcoholic in the building. Shouts out to Alcoholic. Long time no see, Alcoholic. Anyways, continue, please.
Okay, Jared, correct? Is that your name?
No.
Oh, what was your name again, please?
Oh, it's Jared, sorry.
Jared, okay. My goodness. I'll tell you what I'm getting, and then we'll get to the love life. I'm seeing a lot of tall trees around you. I'm getting a lot of physical, I mean, I'm seeing things. Oh, that sounded so bad, didn't it? Oh, they're going to rake me over the coals. Anyway, I don't know if you're in a state that has trees that are quite tall. I'm feeling a connection with the earth.
I live in Alabama.
Are the trees all tall there? I've never been to Alabama.
Yeah,
like in Tennessee, they are. We got really tall trees in Tennessee. I haven't been there in a while, but I'm sure they're still tall.
In Alaska, we don't have that many trees.
Yeah. Flat.
You can see Russia, though.
I can't see Russia from my home.
Oh, my goodness, Jared. I'm smelling sweet tea. I am smelling a lot of different scents. Are you out in the country, so to speak? Like where there's...
isn't Alabama technically all out in the country?
Yeah,
no.
go without saying.
Well, I have cities, but I live out in the middle.
And this feels
there.
Really country to me, Vince. It feels really country, you know, that we're, I'm seeing and smelling. And I love sweet tea. I love sweet tea a lot. And,
like, we're talking about hot growth country, or what kind of country are we talking?
I'm seeing tall trees. I'm seeing, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, yeah, tall trees and, you know, a lot of places to go hunting and all that,
Mm-hmm. Undeveloped land, so to speak.
Yeah.
You guys hunt wild boar?
No.
No.
Deer.
Deer.
Deer tastes really good. It tastes really good. I'm all for that. I see you wanting to get really serious with a young lady, and she has long blonde hair, or it's somewhat long, and I don't see her name. I don't hear her name. Yeah, I get the sense that she's very vocal, but I'm not hearing her talking a lot, and maybe she's very timid at first when you meet her. Are you involved with this woman at this time?
I dated her, a girl that sounded like her for like a year and a half, but we pretty much just like our relationship's just gone to crap, and we don't talk anymore. And it's been a couple months actually since I've actually talked to her. So,
Why don't you shoot her an email or a message, something like that? I see some potential there. I see some potential. Is it her mom that was a problem?
No, it was actually she did cheat on me, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But
yeah.
In today's society, it happens more often than we know. But I see it feels like a paternal person that's kind of got in the way. I thought it was her mother. Maybe it was yours. I don't know. But I think if you just talk with her, just really talk with her and see why she felt she had the need to do that. And because I sense some problems in her home life even. I sense some problems. And, you know, I'm not saying that it excuses what she did, but I think you could learn to understand it.
Yeah.
See some potential there. That redhead also. I see a redhead with really short red hair. Very spunky. Pardon?
That's actually my hair color, so.
Okay. I see you being very spunky, very energetic, very physical.
Yeah.
That's how you get your stress out, you know, very physical. And did you used to box at one time or fight?
I did a lot of weightlifting and everything, and I was in football, so, I mean, I guess it kind of count, but.
It was organized, though. It was organized. Have you thought about going into boxing or anything like that? Because I still see the gloves.
No, I usually just hit a punching bag to get out of stress. That's really it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that explains it. I'm not seeing much in the love life other than that one young lady. That's all I see.
Like, do you think they'll get married?
Oh, I could see that's a potential, definitely a potential. I think if you talk and work things out and keep her parents out of it, or who's pretending to be her parents,
yeah.
It just seems like there's a third party whispering in her ear, giving her bad advice.
It's probably her friends.
I think they didn't. There was someone that didn't like you and wanted to separate the two of you. I mean, that's what it feels to me. You know, and it feels like someone that's older than her. Someone that's older than her that was the culprit.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was her mother. Like, maybe her mother had her young in life.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But thank you for doing that.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
I don't
you
think she's so bad.
See,
so. What was that question again? It broke up.
I'm sorry. Was there anything else that you see, or was that really it? Oh, not in love life, but anything else in particular?
Well, what I really saw was the area that you live in and, you know, how wonderful. You have a wonderful life. And, I mean, I'm not being critical. Maybe you're not appreciating the life that you have now that so many people would be happy to have.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be critical, mind you.
I guess you could say I'm living a
blessed life. You do have a really good life. You do.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful life.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's Vince's show. This.
Oh,
is
no.
Yeah,
thank you,
thing.
Jared.
No,
thank
no,
you,
no,
Jared,
I,
for calling
I enjoyed
in.
Talking to you.
Yeah, and it was good.
And I haven't done this in a long time.
Yeah,
so.
She's rusty, but she's getting up to speed. She's.
Can I ask you one more question while it's on my head?
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, so I'm the bathtub girl. I'm sorry.
Who's
go ahead, Jack. Go ahead.
You said earlier that you didn't see. No, you never actually said that if you saw any like person in my life, what would this person look like?
Is this the guy who likes to write?
This is
yeah,
Jack.
I like to
yeah.
write.
Yeah.
What
November
5th. Your first name again?
Jack.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I saw after you went through that process, I was like in 3 or 4 months, you know, when you have those opportunities, and I think Europe will just be one of your opportunities, you know, that you'll be in a good place to receive that person into your life.
So the
I can't
February,
see shape, form, I can't see anything other than you'll be in the right place at the right time.
So should I
like
dabble
if you know
around
too,
now?
If you know too much about it, you're going to overanalyze it, is what some people would call a spirit guide is telling me. You would overanalyze it.
So should I dabble now or not dabble?
Oh, have fun. I mean, by all means, be safe and enjoy
what do you
yourself.
Mean by safe?
You know. Well, I mean, for women and men, I think it's too easy to have casual sex. This is when my morality comes in.
Okay.
You know, I just think people should really get to know each other. And, you know, like for women, I like to say, don't let a man wipe himself off inside you. Like, you're a used Kleenex. You're not a used Kleenex.
Yeah.
You are a whole
person. I don't like
used
Kleenexes. I like getting new ones.
Yeah, I mean, you want a good type of Kleenex. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, I like a really nice Kleenex.
Quality. That's
or,
just kind of gross
heck,
the way I explain
I like,
it,
I,
but
it's paper towels.
I think sex is way too casual.
Really? So how many partners
in a week? That's my morality. Pardon?
How many partners in a week?
For you?
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. Should I limit myself, too?
I am blushing so bad. Oh,
why?
My goodness.
I'm not hitting on you.
I know, but oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You're my spirit
man.
Guide
you're
right now.
You're such a man.
Well, I'm not a girl. That's for certain.
Yeah. Ask Vince, because I'm just, oh, that one embarrasses me too much. I got the pillow over my head. I'm out of the tub now.
You're out of the tub now?
Embarrass me, yes.
Well, dry off. You don't want to catch a cold.
Vince, I'm embarrassed. Take this over.
So, Vince, what should my limit be a week?
Vince. I wonder if he went to the bathroom.
I don't know. He probably got pretty excited.
Is anybody looking at the chat room? Is it going crazy?
No, they're just saying that I'm a sadist.
You?
Yeah.
I used to work as a dominatrix, so, I mean, I understand.
Well, yeah, bondage is nice, being tied up.
Well, I mean, that's how I paid for part of my college. And, you know, there was no real sex involved. I didn't have to.
Oh, yeah.
There's young callers here. No real sex acts, so we'll just leave it at that. And, you know, $500 an hour wasn't bad at all. And
yeah, but do you like Japanese tying and stuff like that?
Japanese rope bondage?
Yeah.
I did a little of that. That's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, you have to be an expert.
Yeah, I had dated this guy from New York. He was an opera singer. And he would teach couples how to do Japanese rope bondage. It could be very beautiful.
It's, yeah.
It's well done.
I saw a person hanging from the ceiling once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should do that. I can
oh,
tell in your voice that
know.
You're attractive.
Oh, no. I'd rather be the dominatrix and make my money. And
oh, so it's for
I
the
mean,
money.
Oh, yeah, it was for
and not
me.
For the, not for the excitement.
But I did find that I enjoyed it a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a part of myself that I never knew existed. And I really love that part of myself, and I still use that part of myself.
So you're still
quite
able
often.
To, you're still able to tap into that?
Of course.
That's exciting.
That's part of me. That's
hey,
me.
Bathtub Girl,
yeah.
We have one more caller that wants to get a reading. Do you mind giving this
okay.
one last caller a reading?
Sure, but he had a question for you because I got overly embarrassed. And
what?
Even now,
was
when
I
put the pillow
in the green room?
No, I was in the green room with the next caller.
He was screening somebody, probably.
Yeah. I was asking how many partners I should limit myself to.
In 1 week. In 1 week, Vince.
In a week.
And
you know that
answer?
Would embarrass me.
She didn't know.
Oh,
I said ask Vince.
It's limitless. There's no limit. All right. Hey, we're going to bring out one more caller here. I believe this is Kishu. Kishu, back from the dead. What's up, honey?
Not too much, sweetie. Just thought I'd call in and check and see how the show's going and say hi mm-hmm. to everybody. And
hi, Kishu.
Let everybody know that I'm
hi.
Whoever you are and whoever else you are. Apparently, Bathtub Girl. I've been listening for a few minutes, so I told Vince.
Well, you
I'm
know who I
reading.
Am.
Yeah, you're on with Jackal and Guitar
oh,
Dirt
nice.
And Bathtub Girl.
Yeah, you once thought I was a girl.
Yeah.
How could you think he was a girl?
Because he told me he was a girl. I'm gullible, you know?
Naughty boy.
It happens.
Hey, you find out a lot about people when
naughty,
you're a girl.
Naughty, dirty boy.
Uh-oh.
You ever dressed up sure. like a maid, though?
Oh, no. I would rather my partner. Are you free?
Mm-mm.
No. Then don't tease me like that.
Yikes.
So, Kishu, did you want to get a reading from Bathtub Girl?
Yeah. Let's hear what she has to say. I'm dying to get a reading, actually.
I need a birth date. Is that your real first name?
No. Since I've been fully doxed to the world, my real first name is Beth.
Okay.
But,
and you're just like even the month and the date will be fine. If you don't want to reveal more, that's fine.
Oh no, it's all there. Everybody knows everything about me now. So anyway, but it's
I would like it
wrong.
To be clear that I've not read your docs.
87. It's the most 87? Laughable docs I've ever read in my life. But my birthday is June 6th, 1987.
Interesting. You're very complex.
Yes, she is.
You're very complex. She's like an iceberg, you know. You don't see all that's underneath the bottom. And not that you
have
to take
it
off, but... but, oh my gosh, you're very complex and detail-oriented. And is there a lot of white around you, like white sheets, white walls? What does the color white represent to you? Is that a big deal to you? Is she there?
Yeah, she's there.
I think she's in shock. Maybe you hit it right on the.
Well, she is Caucasian. She has white hair.
Oh.
Pretty much. She has bleached blonde. Like, well, at least last time I saw her, she had bleached blonde white hair.
Oh, what? Is she there now?
Keisha, are you there?
Hello.
You're cutting in and out. We can barely hear you. You're Patriot Gregging. Are you there?
Oh God damn it! Yeah, I'm here. I'm
all
totally
right.
Here.
Did you hear what I said, or do I need to repeat myself?
Yeah, no, I heard you. You're good. That's pretty true. It's very true.
What does white mean to you? Because to me, it's you have a lot of deep meaning in things. You never do things just to do them. And you always have a reason. And I would never have guessed that before.
I don't know. I don't really have a reason to do anything. I just kind of do it, to be honest.
Like you're a planner, one of the planners, and I'll do this for that, and then we'll go on to that.
Yeah.
And very logical. You have a very logical mind. Very logical. What area did you have questions in?
I don't really have questions. I just wanted to hear what, you know, I was only on the line for like 10 minutes, and like I said, I haven't listened to the show in like a month, so...
Yeah, we've missed you.
Like Salvador or Salvi, it's somebody you know, a place. All the Spanish influence I'm hearing now and lots of different languages. And either you have a lot of guides around you or you've had some family members pass over that were very bilingual.
That's true. Very true.
Do you burn those candles, those big white candles?
No.
The ones that are in the glass, the tall.
But I know what you're talking
about. You find at the supermarket.
I'm glad somebody knows what she's talking about. I have no clue. I'm totally lost.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
Well, she knows her life.
You only burn them like in the
like
mission.
Like a menorah?
No, not a menorah. Okay.
She's Jewish.
If you go to the grocery... If you go to the grocery store, you'll see these tall glass candles. They burn for 7 days. Some of the people that are Catholic use these quite often. You're still
my whole family's Catholic, so that makes sense.
Okay. Well, maybe that's where the Bible.
We don't burn any candles, but
I mean, you have like generations around you. I mean, there was many, many people talking, and I just thought maybe it was someone bilingual and. I don't know, or you just have a lot of guides around you.
Yeah, no, that's true. I have a lot of, almost everybody.
Have you been in some, like, near misses on car accidents? Like, you think someone's there stopping you from getting in trouble a lot? Because I believe that is true.
I guess that's actually very true. That's kind of the reason why I've...
And the kitchen, are there things that happen in the kitchen? Things fall over? I'm seeing activity in your home. Have you noticed that, or is that just normal for you?
What kind of activity in my home?
I hope there's goddamn activity in home. Doesn't every home have activity, technically?
Well,
right, hey, everybody.
In your home, do your lights shut off and off off and turn
yeah,
back on.
Yeah, you have electricity. Exactly. My God.
By themselves.
All right, folks.
I'm trying to take this seriously, Vince. It's not helping.
All right, hang on. Well,
no,
we got to wrap
like
up the show anyways. We got to wrap up the show anyways. There's like 30 seconds left. I just want to say thanks for calling in, Kishu. I love you. I can't believe
you've
come back to life. And I want to...
I'm around. I mean, I never really died. I'm just, you know, doing other stuff at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's good to hear from you.
Everybody knows my email, you know, so pretty simple.
I don't know your email.
I don't know your email. I don't know your email either.
With an extra U at gmail.com. Or you can just DM me on Twitter and I'll write back. I just don't tweet.
I don't follow you.
So, well, then that sucks for you.
I'm on Skype, though, all the time.
Good night, everybody.
Well,
I'm all right, we're still rolling. We can keep talking. We can keep it rolling here. I just want to say goodbye to everybody on the live broadcast. But we'll go into a little bit of overtime to catch up with Kishu.
Ow!
Did Mad Mary come back or did she ditch?
Mary Mad bailed for the day.
Man,
like no one's here. What happened?
Yeah, I must have
scared them away. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bathtub Girl kind of just sort of was like an antivirus
don't like
or something.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm
don't know
sorry. What. I think it's awesome. She's like right about everything that she on my reading. She's been very correct.
She was pretty spot on mine too.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes
to be
I hear a lot of generalities, but I'm trying to tap into the energy. That's
yeah.
That's why.
She said I needed to go back in time.
Well, I mean, you feel like you're from a different time. I mean, that's completely it. You're just born in the wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah. I think it's the V mark on my arm, my hand, I mean.
Could be.
Like I have a vendetta about something. It's weird.
But the activity in your kitchen, though, have you noticed the lights flickering and... Or is that
yeah, there's no like light
you?
Flickering, but like I don't know, like a year ago, one of my cousins thought he saw something in the kitchen, and ever since I've been like freaked out to go in this one spot of the kitchen where I don't know.
Is it near the sink? On the left side?
Actually, yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It is. You're correct. That's pretty crazy.
Is it like a light green linoleum type of counter? Is there? Like a mint green color in the
green formica.
green granite.
No green.
I'm seeing a lot of light green in the kitchen. Maybe it used to be that way. I don't know.
Yellow.
Smoking a lot of green in the kitchen.
That could be true too.
Are you chopping green on the countertop?
Chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
What's up with the earthquake in the Bay today?
Dude,
anyone?
Two earthquakes, bro. Two.
I only felt one.
I felt. I only felt one too, but there was a the bigger one was this evening. Yeah, I heard that. I felt that. I was like,
yeah. I went down to Fisherman's Wharf today.
Nice.
It was nice.
It's been kind of crazy the weather here. It was really overcast one day, and it felt like
I found it to be cold
for a while, and all of a sudden it got cold and
yeah.
All over the place, man.
Yeah,
it's life in the Bay.
Well, do you think readings on Vince's show is a good thing? Because it sounds like I cleared out the chat room and all that.
Like, I don't know anybody in the
Vince.
Chat room. There was only
10
people.
I think it's awesome.
Dude, the show was, yeah, no, it was fine. It was great. It was just there was just a low turnout from the get-go.
I don't want to chase your listeners away. And so.
Vince has on nights or nights, so it's normal.
Are you the new goddess?
Am I the what?
The new goddess.
I don't know about that.
Vince.
There always has to be a goddess on the show. So
yeah, there's
has to be it. If you're
Bathtub Girl has kind of been the resident stand-in goddess for as of late. It's kind of been all over the place. We've had Ms. Becker has been a kind of a frequent caller over the last week as well. She missed
tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to start stalking her.
She was on OkCupid tonight, boy shopping, so you missed her tonight. And she has her friend, Anani Bear, that also calls
I love Anani Bear.
Is that a boy or a girl?
I thought it was a girl.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
I think Anani
I
Bear
project...
is whatever she wants it to be.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's a hermaphrodite.
Well, Emmy and I may call in next week together on the same line.
Mm-hmm.
How is Emmy? Is she doing well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, actually really well.
That's right. I miss everybody. I really do.
We're going to be living 2 miles away from each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We are.
So close yet
yeah,
so
I mean,
far.
But love now her. This lady reads me and says that I have no life and don't know what to do.
Why would she say that?
You said 3 months. That's a long time.
I don't think it's that long.
Yeah, it is. In my life, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 months is
there's lots
ages
of fun
in
between
life.
Now and then. Let me put it that way.
What
lots of fun. Lots of fun between now and then.
Yes, there will be lots of fun in the next 3 months.
I wish I could go to one of your parties. I bet they'd be so much fun.
Yeah. The Suicide Girls is going to throw us a party.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
friends with them.
Lucky you. You
sounds should come over. We'll tie you up.
Yeah.
Where's Vince at?
I'm right here. I'm trying to console Susei Seki in the chat room. He's like the only person that's not, that's in the chat that can't hear what we're talking about. Or I guess Goose Cream too can't hear either. But
whatever.
The thing is, I don't usually do overtimes because I don't like to leave people out like that. And I kind of feel like I usually am fucking dead tired anyways after 2 hours to begin with. But we got a fucking all-star cast right now. I can't let it go. Kishi called in like last minute.
It's only 11 o'clock, bro.
I know. Well, yeah, this right. thing could technically go 3 hours.
You
could
start the
from...
show at 11 o'clock, remember?
Yeah, my show's started at all different times. I've started at anywhere from 9 to 11 usually, but lately I've been doing it just at 9 o'clock.
It's a good time.
Because it's,
well,
it's
11
midnight.
O'clock for me when it starts. And
it's midnight Eastern. That's a good solid time, I think. I moved it up because there was people like crappy airbags, sorry.
And Motormouth.
Yeah, and Motormouth and a lot of East Coasters that were really into it. And I moved it up to help accommodate some of those folks. And, it's just kind of stayed there for now. But depending
well, I think
on
it's a good show, Vincent. It really is.
How are you, Keisha?
I'm great, actually. I'm doing wonderful. I definitely miss everybody very much.
I got doxed while you were gone.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude,
yeah,
so much drama
actually,
has gone down. So much drama has gone down. That
I read Twitter still, but that's about it, you know.
Yeah, my dox was only up for 3 hours, though. Someone, a very good friend, got it taken off for me.
Nice.
I didn't
yeah,
read yours.
Yeah, the thing about it, I don't care about my docs being up because, like, there's only maybe 2% of it that's actually true. So,
yeah,
you know,
Charlie did
it,
and he's
funny.
A kid.
And, well, it wasn't him. It was an ex of mine that gave him all that information. And that ex of mine really knows very little about me himself. And he hates me, so he pretty much just fed him a bunch of bullshit, and Chari fell for it, but it's fine, because actually I was hoping that something like that would happen, because, you know, the less on people's minds, the less
And Chari Wong's has also been doxxed. There was some big dump. Somebody did a paste bin, like, last night that had Chari on it with all these other people.
Wow.
That's pretty stale, though. I, mean,
I can't even keep
true,
up with the names of these different folks. Huh?
So it's really fail is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know about Charlie's docs. His docs have been out forever. But the majority of that is really fail docs. But it is what it is, I guess. You know, everybody's going to always try to dox everybody. So
yeah, for sure.
Never going to end.
Docs party.
But I don't really care. I mean, I'm almost to the point where, like, I want to just give everybody my real docs. So
no, you don't want to do that. You know you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
Is Wendango on here?
Yeah, he is. He's listening. He's not. His hand's not up, though.
Ah. he's just talking in the chat about our conversation. I'm like, how in the world is he listening to this?
Yeah, he's listening, and there's actually a couple people that stayed tuned in. This is the overtime, the bonus
yeah.
round, where we – this will be
archive.
On the podcast, too, by the way. This
okay.
is a
– oh, probably print, say very
this
much.
This is where I should say I fucking hate everybody.
Yeah,
why do you hate everybody?
Why did I say that?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, this is intended for you to do that. No, this just is the overtime. We call it overtime or whatever. It's going to be on the podcast, but it's not broadcasting live. So it's just sort of extended.
But it'll be on archive, probably.
It'll be an archive, yeah. So it's the extended mm-hmm. version.
That's exciting. Thank God we didn't talk about anything important, Vince.
No, I thought we were going to. I was glad that Kishu called in, and she called in at the last minute, so I didn't want to just like cut her off and.
Yeah,
very sweet of you, Ben. Very sweet.
I miss Skype chatting with her. She was always fun.
Aww.
Yeah, she was doing
to
that
get on
here.
More
yeah, when she was here,
yeah,
that's when she first started talking to you, and she showed me that's how I thought you were a chick too, because she was just like, oh, you know, Jackal's a girl, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really?
Yes.
He said, who hit all the tablecloth?
He's a sexy fox.
I gotta ask Keisha something.
Huh? She's a sexy fox. What? Huh?
Is she?
Yeah, go ahead, bathtub. You wanted to ask something?
Tablecloths. Who had all the tablecloths in your family? Like, they were showing me all these, like, dark maroon tablecloths, olive green, gold.
I have no
all these
clue.
Ugly flowers on one of them. And
I've got a lot of tablecloths.
Is that you?
Maybe you're picking it up from him, because
oh,
I
yeah.
have no tablecloths.
It could be. It happens, you know.
I like tapestries.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. You like tapestries?
But now I am kind of interested in what you would get on My Love Life.
Oh, yeah.
Because, of course, everybody wants to hear that. So.
Yeah, let's be quiet now.
Try to focus on your energy.
She has good energy.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Too much energy. So
have you ever heard the term polyamorous? Who's
no.
laughing?
I totally am, actually.
Maybe I'm picking up on you then. I just... Okay, maybe that's not her then. Let me read Jack for a minute. It is Jack, right?
Yeah. I think I'm just in your head.
No, I just some people project a lot better than others. If you know what I mean by projection.
No, this is actually
you can even do that sexual, you know, sexually you can do that too.
I know.
It could make things more fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
It's lots of fun, but polyamorous.
What do you think about
that?
You
are a naughty person.
I am.
I think you're a very giving person, very loving person.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not just sex for you. It's a sharing of energy. It's a bringing the other person to a different point in their life.
That's true.
Which now I don't feel so bad about you having all those partners. So you have a reason for it, so... Well, that's my limited morality, you know, kicking in. That's all that is.
Yeah.
Well, you understand what I'm talking about.
I like high expectations and low morals.
Oh, you're funny. You're so funny. But Keisha.
Kishu.
Pardon?
Like tissue, but Kishu.
Kishu.
They used to troll her and call her Keisha just to piss her off. She hated it.
I know. It drove me crazy, too. Oh,
what name do you like?
Keisha is good.
I could call you Marilyn just for the hell of it.
Like Monroe?
Yeah, why not? Well, we'll just call her Monroe.
I have her hair.
That will really
yeah,
mess with people's heads.
Don't you have a Monroe, Keisha?
No, I had a Monroe for like 3 or 4 years. Maybe some of my pictures, you might have seen it. And
That's where we got it from. But I don't anymore.
Cool.
I want to call you Monroe. That would be so much
okay.
fun. Don't you guys think that would be fun? Because you would.
I think it's fitting.
Hi, girl. Because she's you're very intelligent. You're very intelligent. Do you like historical documents? And why would you?
You know, not really. I mean, it's occasionally.
Just, I see a lot of historical documents. See, what I see sometimes doesn't make a lick of sense to me. I have no concept. I learned to be much more careful about what I said. And.
But isn't that how it's supposed to work, though? You know, you just see things.
Even what?
I think
yes.
that's how it's supposed to work, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
well,
yeah.
I mean, it's not good when you just... I put myself in compromising situations, not realizing I don't have a lot of common sense myself. And like when the husband and wife come separately to get a reading and, you know, the husband's having an affair and I start talking about the other woman to the wife, you know, separate reading. And
but if they're polyamorous, then everything works out.
No, they weren't. They weren't. It was awful. A whole Italian fiasco and just.
Oh,
made
no.
the New Jersey fiasco seem very tame. And then there was a lady almost locked me into her building because she thought I could figure out who had robbed her. And no, I'm serious. The lady was nuts. And I didn't understand what she was doing with the key of the lock till, you know, I'm like, oh, no. No, 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 no. But I got some really good leads. I found a phone number. And where was that place? Somewhere in Kansas. But the name that I was looking for, this person that I called up, happened to know that name. And it was kind of bizarre. But I'm good at phone numbers and things like that. So.
Oh, you'd be a good doctor then.
Right?
What the hell is that then?
It's when someone gathers information for someone, well, against
yeah.
someone, and then makes it public. Like myself and Kishu have been victims of doxers that likes to have our personal information out there.
And
actually, Vince has
there?
Too. Vince, you've been doxed, right?
Oh, as much as I can be, I guess. I don't know. I'm pretty much out there already, but people seem to find new or seem to find info on me and feel like they're the first person to find it and throw it out there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happened
yeah.
to Kishu. Kishu, like when that Shari Wong thing happened, I was just like, dude, this is a rerun of what.
Exactly. Everything's already.
Why
bad.
Would people care?
Everything
and,
that
and
the BWC already did, you know, he just like, you know, just regurgitated it. It was the same stuff that I'd already seen before. It was stupid.
Well, the thing about it is, all the real information is out there on me. I've given to people like pictures, videos, whatever, you know, and. The majority of the stuff on that page was stuff that was made up that this ex, like fake pages that he made about me, just random crap, and just threw to Chari, you know. And I feel bad because it really killed the friendship that I thought Chari and I had, you know. So I was really disappointed in him because he was a good kid and I had a lot of faith in him and, you know,
mm-hmm.
just showed that he didn't know what had happened to me or... You know, anything.
It just shows you
yeah,
the mind of
so.
A 15-year-old boy.
It's true.
Oh my
Very
goodness.
True. But I think more than anything, he was hurt that I left, you know. And in reality,
yes,
all he
had definitely
to do was
had,
email,
he definitely sounded like
you know,
a jilted lover.
Right, separation
but.
Issues? Or, I mean, I don't know, would
well,
having your ex-boyfriend arrested, would that count? Like, I kind of had the feeling I knew where he would be at a certain time and what condition he would be in, and I had
oh,
some
no,
friends
I,
that were cops.
I don't really believe, I mean, I've had, like, really, really bad fights with exes, but I would never call the cops on him or anything. Even this ex that I've had
oh,
all
no,
these
I just
problems
set him up.
With.
I didn't want him to get in trouble for what he had done to me. I just wanted him to really pay, and I thought a DUI would be perfect.
Wait, what? I'm so
confused.
So
I set
yeah,
him
lost,
up,
yeah.
you know.
Who's getting
okay,
banned?
I had an ex that was an asshole.
Gotcha, you had an ex. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And instead of getting him on the stuff he did to me, I decided just to make him have a DUI, which he chose to get in his truck and drive, right? But I knew what bar you would be, and I knew specifically what night without really knowing your schedule. So I had a cop waiting, followed him, and they arrested his ass.
How about myself and
Keisha?
That's
pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on my bad side. I have destroyed people.
Exactly.
I've had people fired. I've had...
So do you see myself or Keisha behind bars?
No. No, I don't.
It's good to know.
Yeah. High five, Keisha.
And I have called to warn people before when things were going to happen.
If you feel
or
that about me, just tweet me.
Listen
real quick.
To me.
If you find that about me, just tweet me real quick. I'll move in a heartbeat. I'll move the next day.
Well, Bathtub Girl won.
Leave
that's
the country.
My sweet thing. And, no, I used to, this guy I did a radio show with, he went on to MTV, and this is like back in the 90s, and Direct in Effect. I don't even know if you're probably too young to remember. But like when the World Trade Center was about to happen, I had tried to get a hold of him because I was all of a sudden fearful and wanted him out of New York. And I just, lots of different things. Like every time he got fired, I called him a couple of days beforehand to try to get him to shape up. Because in radio, if you don't behave, they'll just fire your ass or buy your contract out and send you elsewhere. And he wasn't a person that behaved well. So.
Do I?
Well, it depends on what you think behaving well is. You just really think you were just born in the wrong time. If you were born, but like in the 20s and 30s, you would be fine. Does
but
that
now,
make sense?
Now I'm a bad person.
Well, I wouldn't say a bad person. It's just that life is different now.
I enjoy my life.
You're good people. I would never say you're bad.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you're good people. You feel like good people to me.
Do you know that Fox News called me a terrorist?
Well, so they called you a terrorist. And Fox,
that's a compliment. That's a compliment
by...
in a lot of, and that, that doesn't mean anything. They call a lot of people terrorists.
Well, Fox is run by the Bush family, so what the hell do you expect?
No, it's ran by Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, whatever.
But back to my love life. I'm really curious. I want to know what's going to happen in my love life. Because right now,
let's get this as clear as possible. Am I in Keisha's love life?
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Aww.
Well, I mean, if you want that to happen, you can make happen whatever you want to.
We're only a state away.
I'm not keeping
right?
you apart.
Please. Oh my God.
But Keisha, who is Levi? It starts with an L. See a name like Levi, or and I'm not. It's a big L, and I feel the name
Levi.
Levi.
Wait, the guy that was
the name wrong. Sometimes I get the name
Crystal
wrong.
Crystal Palin's ex-boyfriend.
I know.
Hook up with
I
him
have
next?
A Levi in my life. That's not.
Was he one of the person you met at the bars? And...
No.
No.
He even feels like he's not.
I don't think I
could
even remember any of those people.
I know, right?
Like he's some type of student from a different country. But
ooh.
The L and I maybe, it feels
it's
like they call him
11.
Levi. Yeah.
No.
You know, he's
I mean,
kind of gothic, kind of dark, kind of, you know, wears a lot of black and has very dark black hair. I don't see where you would forget him.
No.
Kind of tall and a little bit too skinny. He needs to eat a little bit more.
I had an ex that was kind of like that. Skinny, he needed to eat a little
was
bit.
Was his name Levi?
Or with an L?
He was not. He was
Levi, Louis.
More like a girl than anything. No, I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of any L.
Maybe it's in the future.
But, yeah, exactly.
Well, it feels close to the here and now, so it could be, like, potentially very soon.
But nothing's in my here and now. That's crazy.
Nothing's in what?
So, go ahead, Chuckle.
You know, I have not done a reading for Mr. Vince.
Oh, okay.
I could do his reading. So I have a lot of...
Okay, you go ahead. You go ahead and do his reading.
I think that
he's going to
fall in
it.
Love with a barista.
And oh my God, yeah.
She's going to make coffee for him every day and give him a free Wi-Fi.
Have a dick.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Have a dick. And Vince would be in heaven.
She's going to ride my Never mind. Go ahead, Beth.
Well, okay. Is there anything wrong with a man being bisexual, you know?
No, I am not.
All right. Go ahead, Bathtub Girl. Give me a reading. It's April 27th.
Wow. April 27th. Did you just get out of a relationship last year that you thought was going to last?
No.
It would have been about May of last year. What happened May of last year? Not this year, but 2010.
Oh, May of last year. Yeah, I see a
separation. Like it was sharp, sudden, and unexpected.
A business separation. A business relationship separation happened in that time. Yes.
You're emotionally involved in that then.
Potentially.
A lot of emotion with this. I thought it was a relationship. You know,
yeah,
like
maybe.
A love thing. You know,
the PETA?
No. Different.
No, I don't think
different
you
relationship.
Know.
I was going to say, there was definitely a lot of emotion there.
Yeah, and when it comes to stuff like that, you know, I would even rather kiss a woman than a man, you know.
No, I haven't
so
had...
It makes more sense
I haven't
to me.
Had, no major romantic relationship back then.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What about it?
Well, May of last year, I feel this sudden, unexpected separation, and it was painful. And it feels like it was a love interest. But, you know, sometimes when you're really into your business, you know, it can be like a mistress, so to speak. And
mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It was like May 10th, May 15th, between the
no,
10th and 15th
no,
of last
no,
year, May.
That's something else, then. I don't know what that is. That's weird.
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty good on dates, though.
Okay.
Pretty good on dates. And you said what day was your...
what else do you got? What else do you... That's it? There's some breakup
in
last year? What else? What else do you got?
Let's see here. Actually, I don't say this very often at all, but I think you should play a lottery.
Really?
Is there a lottery in your state? I have no idea.
Yeah, sure. California? Yes, there is.
And they pick 7 different numbers, correct?
I don't even know. I don't play the lottery. But sure. Do you have the 7 numbers for me?
On a Tuesday.
I can stick around till Tuesday.
7, 9, 27, 46, and 41.
Write down, Jackal.
I am.
How many numbers was that?
Wait, it was 27, 46.
7, 9.
I only got 27 and 46. What else was there?
9. It's in the little. You just have to scoot it back and listen. When I see numbers, you know, I usually do quite well. But which ones have I said already? I was on
9, 27, 46.
7, 9, 11, 46. 39. 25.
Uh-huh.
And those are all the numbers I get. I don't know how many you need, but those are the ones I get. I want to say that extra Powerball, whatever they want to call it, is number 1.
Extra Powerball? I don't know what that
means.
You
know, like the Powerball. Like, I don't, I'm not
there's a bonus number of some sort? Okay.
Yeah.
Bonus number of 1.
Yeah.
Okay, I got 9, 27, 46, 11, 39, 25. That's,
you know how many people are going to get that when they get the MP3 tomorrow? You're not going to win anything.
Bonus number is 1. No, dude, there's only like 100, 200 some odd people that listen to my show. So
I'm going to tweet the numbers.
Well, I had the ex-boyfriend that used to have me pick horses for him, and he'd only show up for me to pick the horses and never shared his winnings with me. He used to piss me off. But...
Why didn't
like
you
this.
Tell me to get a lottery ticket?
I went to the casino recently, and I had really good
because
luck.
Because it's him that's supposed to win. It's his time.
It's not my time to win.
It's his time.
But they say all I do is win.
Vince deserves
perhaps you are to win, but I just don't see it right now.
Okay.
It doesn't
okay.
mean that it won't happen.
Well, I don't play, so it probably won't happen.
Death.
Well, I guess you would have to play in order to win.
Do you see the death card any around me?
The death card is not what people presume it to be. The death card is just changes.
I know.
Now I get more afraid
change.
Of the tower. The tower scares me more than the others.
You don't see any towers?
Mm-mm. Yeah, towers are usually unexpected changes, and I hate change.
Yeah,
especially
like change.
That type of change.
I like drastic change.
Well, when it's overwhelming change. And, oh, hell no. I didn't get my cards out. I should get them out. They're downstairs. So maybe another time I'll do the cards. So.
Or maybe another
time
I'll
call. I still want to know what's going to happen to my love life.
I think that you're going to find
really
a gorgeous
here.
Lady. And
well, like
I'm
going to
find a
call that. Let me answer
yeah.
her question real quick. You know, the big L, Levi, I thought the name was some form of Levi. And I do feel like it's some type of international student here, you know, setting. And he has dark hair, and he's tall, and he's a little bit bony, likes to wear black, and very pale skin. He's kind of like gray-blue eyes.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Well, I mean, that's up to you, but you seem to like him, so.
Maybe his personality wins you over.
What happens, so.
I keep forgetting we have Susei Seki, a.k.a. Guitar Derp. Yes, you are on the air still. Did you want to chime in?
Hey, sweetie.
I'm amazing at being quiet, apparently.
Yeah, you kind of melt into the background very easily.
I had you on mute for a long time, but you've been unmuted for a little while. I just wanted to make you aware of that. You are still on.
Okay. Because I'm Canadian, I just disappear.
No, you have a hideous amount of background noise. Maybe that's part of being Canadian.
Oh, static
boy. You just walk around with static. But I had you muted earlier and because of the static. Because listen to the show now. All right, and now I'm going to mute him. Significant difference, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, actually, you know, Jackal sounds like he's got a little background noise too. So it doesn't. It's a big background noise party.
Off.
Don't matter.
I can
log off if you need me to.
No, it's all good.
Don't go anywhere.
We're gonna end the show. We're gonna end the show soon anyway, so it don't matter. But
are
go
you
ahead.
Sure that's me? Because I had my mic off there.
Maybe whatever. You're on now though, dude. Did you want to chime in?
Not really. Just wondering if I'm still here.
Yeah, you're still here.
I got nothing to add because I have no idea what we're talking about.
It's Bath.
What about your love
life? Is giving out the readings here. So if there's anything, yeah, do you want to find out what your love life's all about? Did she get to that with you or not?
Now I already know how that went. It went down about a week ago. Did not go well.
It could always come back. Maybe she'll miss you.
Is there anything else besides an L that you're getting? Bathtub girl.
That's what I was getting at this time. Next time I think I'll use my cards. I might be able to see something more specific for you. Or you can tweet me and we can talk, you know, another time and privately or however you want to do that. So
I think it should be live. I want to hear too. I'm
well, nothing to her, you know. I just
need to figure out what I need to change my name to. You said Levi?
She is sweet, though, isn't she? She is sweet.
So
I
I'm
like
changing.
Miss Becker, though. I'm starting to get a little obsessed with Miss Becker.
Because Emmy stopped calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be obsessed with her.
I already know who Emmy is.
She's been on once when
Emmy is the last girl that had an orgasm on the air, I think.
Hmm.
So,
nice.
Yeah. She's a good time. She's awesome.
With all these young callers, I don't think we should be doing that. You know,
it was late at night. No.
Oh, we made sure. It was actually when I did my show an hour later, and we made sure that there was no crappy tires or Chari Wongs around.
Was I there? I don't remember.
No. It was a while ago.
You would remember. Trust me, you would remember.
I can't believe I missed
something like that. You know, I am still
lactating.
Can you believe that? I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it too.
You know,
no, I had a miscarriage.
I lost weight for like
body.
A year and a half after I had my kids, and I didn't breastfeed.
Well, I had a miscarriage, and it's annoying. There's got to be a pill that can dry it.
You have
up.
A husband?
Because
you know, it's really funny when you just go and squeeze it right in their eye.
No, thank you.
Just kidding.
No. Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
Maybe we can arrange a wild show next week sometime.
A late night show where the ladies just get down and get dirty.
You only need one caller, but there'll be two of us.
Okay, you guys are going to...
Yeah, Vince, email me and let me know. And...
Wait. Are you saying you're going to have sex on air?
Dude, it wouldn't be the first time it's happened on
BTR.
That's
not out of the question.
It wouldn't be the first time something like that's happened on BTR.
I will be there.
That would be fun.
Will you give us our reading while? Will you give us our reading while it's happening?
That would be awesome.
I'll play some sexy music.
No, we don't need music.
Oh.
We'll make our own.
You needed like a porn, man.
No, that's what she does.
Vince has got that under control.
Yeah, okay, yes.
That's what she works in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she works at a store that sells it.
What store?
Are you going to stalk her?
Maybe.
Right?
Creep alert. Hi.
What a
I thought you knew I was a creep before this. Like, I talk about eating babies. What?
Have yeah, but I'm being serious.
I am too.
Awesome.
I want to know where this store is.
It's in South Africa.
Damn.
You should go hang out. It's legit. It's right next to the Diamond Market.
And the AIDS Center.
Yeah.
No,
well, while you're
there,
you can pick me up some diamonds.
Actually, you need to bring her back a boyfriend that is pale, wears black, and his name is Levi.
It starts with an L. Some variation of the name Levi.
Or
Leroy.
Death Note, like, geez.
Oh, God.
Is his name Leroy Jenkins?
Oh, God.
Leroy.
So the Suicide Girls.
Yeah, the
you're talking about
I
Suicide
have
Girls.
A,
I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, I have somebody in my life that I care about very much. And
is his name Chari?
So hearing somebody, no, it's not fucking Chari. I adore Chari. I really do. I love Chari.
Still?
He's a great kid.
Still?
Well, he's obviously
Still?
Not that great anymore. But he used to be a great kid, or I thought he was a great kid. You know, anyways, enough about that. But, so I was just more interested to see if you would see anything there. But now you're seeing somebody else, so I don't know.
Well, that's who I was seeing, you know. And just doesn't mean that there's not somebody.
Maybe he gave
in
you
their
the wrong name.
Because I don't see it.
Maybe
you know,
he doesn't want you to dock him.
This is very possible.
Yeah, were you involved with someone that was highly flexible?
Yes, I was. A few times.
It was
exciting.
Talking to her.
Oh.
Flexible how?
Like splits flexible. I mean, his body was flexible. He could do different positions. It was kind of
yes.
fun. And...
Well, positions, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, definitely.
I hear someone blushing.
I don't know about, you know, being able to do the splits, but maybe. I haven't asked him to do the splits. So.
Well, I mean, you would know. I mean,
have you ever asked him to drop it to the floor and do the split?
I'm going to die. Oh, what?
You should have heard my reading.
The thing is I'm like trying to picture him doing the split.
And if you didn't like your reading, happening. I'm not offended. So because
no,
I
my
am
reading
rusty.
Was perfect.
No,
my
I think it's great. I'm not like laughing at you or your readings or anything. You have been so spot on with
yeah.
everything except for this owl thing so far. But I mean,
well,
you never know.
I could be wrong. You know, I can be open to being wrong. So.
Yeah, but no, I think
is your real name like Levi or something?
My real name?
No, it's Vince's real name Levi. Because
oh.
I see a connection there.
What?
Like I can definitely see
that. We already tried that, and it just didn't really work.
I know, I have the video.
Oh, you tried it. Was there a performance problem?
I can see
no.
that.
No,
not at all.
Well, on her side,
no
of course. On her
problem.
Side.
Oh,
maybe
no.
she had a performance problem.
No, she doesn't. No, I don't see that.
Oh, Vince is a really good person.
I did sleep almost the entire time I was there, so maybe I did have a performance problem.
You were at the bars.
Poor Vince.
Well, no, that was the second time I was there. The second time we were just there as friends. The first time I was there as, I mean, we were friends, but, you know, we were.
Did you go to the boat?
I guess you could say. Do what?
What are you talking about? Did we go to the boats? What does that mean?
Never mind. Just forget it.
Did you go to the Y? You go eat at the Y?
No. No. We didn't.
Scramble some eggs. I'm so confused. Oh, this is so
sweet. Did you plant your seed?
Jack, isn't it funny?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, on that note, maybe we should think about winding down the show here. Let's go around the horn real quick and get the hell out of here. I'm tired. I got to go to bed, and I'm gonna play an Arctic Monkeys song for Keisha when we leave.
Yes, but you come snuggle with me.
Yes, I'll come snuggle with you. Susei Seki, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Make sure it's not off the Humbug album. That's all I can say.
Okay. Jacqueline, anything you'd like to say in parting here, my friend?
Nope. Bye.
Sweet. Thanks for calling, dude. Bathtub Girl, anything you'd like to say?
I think we need to talk about maybe doing this again, but in a different format.
Oh, well, we should, like, promote it and everything. It kind of just sort of happened spontaneously, so.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed doing it if they enjoyed getting their readings, so.
The only thing is.
Did you guys
like,
enjoy it?
I have, like.
Bathtub Girl needs more followers. She only has 34 followers, and she's following 200.
I just started it, what, a week ago? And
so?
Yeah, Operation Bathtub Girl.
Well, then spread mine around.
Followers.
Yeah. I got someone 500 followers.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, if you could help me out, I appreciate it because, I mean, I love people and all
that. You love people? Like,
of course I do.
What's your favorite?
My favorite person?
No, your favorite type.
My favorite type? Oh, my God. I got so many different ones. I've dated a lot of Jewish men. I've dated a lot of. Pardon?
I said I'm not Jewish. I'm trying to figure out where I can. I have my in.
Do you have a hairy chest? That's a big thing with me.
No.
Speaking of hairy chest,
hairy chest,
Keisha,
you know,
Keisha, anything you'd like to say in parting here, Keisha?
I just want to say thank you, Bathtub Girl, for the amazing reading. Thank you, Vince, for having me on. Jackal, it's a wonderful pleasure to be on with you. And I miss you all, whoever's listening, whoever listens to the podcast. I am safe and sound. I have not been banned or I didn't die or anything, so... You know, I love you all, and just, you know.
Will you be tweeting again, ever?
And I'm around. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I am around. I have an email address that I can be contacted at. That's kishu@gmail.com with an extra U at the end, but it's kishuu@gmail.com. So.
Can we just call the number that's on the docs as well, or has that been changed?
No, that number unfortunately won't work, but, you know.
I'm just playing with you.
It used to work.
It did.
So,
it did.
Anyway.
Those were the good old days, but I'm glad to hear you on the air again, honey, and don't be a stranger.
I'll call
back
in when
again soon.
I can. Keep in touch. Definitely.
Yeah, call in again soon,
everybody,
for sure.
Everybody, very much.
All right, and on that, I'm going to play... What do you want to hear? You know the songs that I have. Cornerstone, Crying Lightning. Crying Lightning.
Nobody wants to hear anything off of Humbug. I fucking love that album. It's good. I mean, their other albums are better, but it's a good album. Anyways, let's hear From the Ritz to the Rubble.
All right, there it is, From the Ritz to the Rubble. Peace out, everybody.
Last night, these two bouncers, and one of them's all right, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out of the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the goes through to the bit where you pay, and you realize then that it's finally the time. So walk back with 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can watch your prison, that's another move. We'll be right back. talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Last night, what we talked about, it made so much sense. But now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Oh.
Thank you very nice.